Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Good morning. This is Matt Nelka with Air America Radio News. Mother Nature is not making travel easy this Thanksgiving holiday. A strong snowstorm hammering the Midwest is closing roads and causing flight delays and cancellations from Chicago into the Northeast. Icy conditions forced Northwest Airlines jet to slide off the runway in Lansing, Michigan. There were no injuries. And fender benders as well as cases of road rage are being reported along jammed highways throughout the Midwest. An estimated 37 million people are traveling this Thanksgiving weekend. In Iraq, hundreds of thousands of holiday meals are being served to troops stationed half a world away from home. Military officials say turkey and all the trimmings, right down to the pumpkin pie, will be on tables from Baghdad to Mosul and even in Fallujah. Some units have planned football games and fun runs to mark Thanksgiving, and they'll get the chance to watch the NFL and college football games via satellites. In the meantime, the fighting in Iraq is not taking a holiday. An American civilian working as an education consultant has been killed in an attack in Baghdad. The State Department says James Mullen was in a vehicle hit by gunfire outside the protected green zone. In Fallujah, U.S. and Iraqi forces uncovered the largest yet weapons cache inside a mosque led by a key insurgent leader. And an audio tape was posted on an Islamic website in which a man identified as Jordanian terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi condemned the Sunni Muslim clerical establishment in Iraq for abandoning the Iraqi resistance movement. The New York Times reports the tape's authenticity has not been confirmed. Meantime, President Bush is spending Thanksgiving at his Texas ranch. Mark Smith has more.
In his annual proclamation, issued from his Texas ranch, the president calls on Americans to gather in their homes and places of worship to express gratitude for the nation's many blessings. Among those, he numbers freedom, security, family, friends, and life itself. All of them, he says, coming from Almighty God. But Bush says Thanksgiving's also a time to share with the less fortunate and to remember America's military men and women, sacrificing in Iraq and around the world. Mark Smith at the White House.
Secretary of State Colin Powell is blasting the recent Ukraine elections as being full of fraud. The New York Times reports Powell says the voting in Ukraine's presidential elections was riddled with fraud and that the United States cannot accept a victory by Viktor Yanukovych as legitimate. Powell further warned that there would be serious consequences to the American-Ukraine relationship if these allegations of fraud aren't cleared up. Diplomats and arms experts say while the recent nuclear accord between the European Union and Iran will halt Tehran's uranium enrichment program, it still leaves Iran free to make plutonium, the fuel used in nuclear weapons. The New York Times reports Iran is constructing a heavy water reactor that's designed to produce plutonium, and the recent agreement announced last week does not address that project. And the lights are back on in Des Moines, Iowa. The city has decided to reverse a cost-cutting decision to shut off some streetlights after a 10-year-old boy died in a hit-and-run accident on a dark street. For Air America News, I'm Matt Nelko.
I think I'm in love.
He said love, and it's perfect. Your favorite restaurant. Music, candlelight. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and he's hanging on your every word.
I should have used Preparation H.
Use Preparation H medicated wipes with aloe. The easy way to cleanse, cool, and soothe. Four times bigger than Tux pads and easy to grab from the resealable plastic tub.
And I hope you feel the same way.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H medicated wipes. Big relief. Use as directed.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Mike Malloy Show.
When you get in the military, they let you know that the worst thing you can do is disobey an order. It's not blowing up a room full of children. It's disobeying an order. Wouldn't you think that every single order handed down the chain of command in this attack on Iraq is illegal because the whole damn event is illegal? It was based on lies. Does nobody remember that?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio. It's 6 past the hour, and this is the best of Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens. This is not an outrage clearinghouse for everybody, but
no.
We'll do it a little bit. How's everybody doing, liberals, conservatives, whoever enjoys listening? It's nice to talk to you. Good morning. It's Monday. I've got this new thing, Riley, where I'm... like, instead of getting the Dunkin' Donuts coffee, everything's changing. I guess I had one of those cathartic weekends where it's like, you know what? Monday, that's it. It's all different from here on out. No more M&Ms in the morning. It's making me crazy. All the sugar is making me psychotic. No more Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I bought me a little tin of Nescafe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, which reminds me of Europe, because they have it in Europe. Every place has instant coffee in Europe. And so I'm going to do the Nescafe, and I'm going to do the healthy things, at least for the rest of the day. Tomorrow could be a whole different thing. I don't know. These things change, but I went running. My magic shoes worked this weekend. I'm going to try and turn it all around because, you know what? I've hit that age where it's time to start moving back in years. I'm not old, but it's like I'm going to start going back down if I can.
Oh, you want to try and get back to the womb light?
Yeah.
Situation by the time you're like 80, right?
Can I stop at, say, 18, 19? I'm willing to stop at 18 or 19.
Well, you might end up getting locked up if you stop at 18.
I feel bad for kids today. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Listen to this. Stanwood, Washington, a teenager accused of planning to supply a Somalian terrorist group with night vision goggles and bulletproof vests, foreshadowed the charges in his high school yearbook with a note that mentioned Somalia in his plans for world supremacy. So this kid... but here, I think there's a problem. I really think there's a serious problem.
It's only a small one, though.
No, the thing is, you got John Walker Lynn, you got Azam the American now. You got these guys who are American guys.
American
guys,
terrorists.
That are not necessarily, Muslim, though they converted. John Walker Lynn was a Muslim. He was a convert. And I guess Azam the American is probably a convert. But, they were initially Jewish, I think, one of them. Azam, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is when I was a kid, there were certain rebellious archetypes that still sort of held some credibility. You had Keith Richards. You had guys, not James Dean, but some of the poets. Like, you had the Beatniks. You had people like even Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, the 60s rebels that, fought against the U.S. government from within the United States to make a statement. You had American...
Muhammad Ali!
Muhammad Ali, another great example. You had these...
James Brown?
In-country rebellious heroes that you could look up to. Now these kids got to outsource their heroic fantasies to these... these these terrorists.
To Osama bin Laden?
Exactly. But I think a lot of it, a lot of the kernels of it are just, you know, some of that are just extensions of the seeds of, you know, just sort of angst, frustration, you know, malcontent, just naturally malcontent, and then it becomes politicized or problems with the U.S. government. But because there's such a shortage of American rebels fighting for the good cause here, outside of us, of course.
Yes, of course.
You know, Randy Rhodes and a few other people. You know, you don't have heroes for these kids that are romantic enough to assuage their teenage fantasies of rebellion.
Well, you know, there are some kids who may not live to need heroes if a plan by the Bush administration mm-hmm. actually goes through, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most insane crap I think I've ever heard coming out of a presidential administration. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, plans to launch a study in which participating low-income families will have their children exposed to toxic pesticides over 2 years. What do you think this is, the Tuskegee experiment?
Well, but it's worse than that because they're asking for volunteers. I mean, it's come to a point where if you're in dire straits, see, this is the new pitch for the Bush administration. It's like, not only are you going to get a little tax credit or what they call tax relief, but if you just spray your kids twice a day with this stuff, we're not sure what it's going to do. We'll give you maybe $900 a year and a T-shirt and who knows, maybe a Game Boy and a DVD player. What do you say?
To be exact, $970, a free video camera, a T-shirt, and a framed certificate of a appreciate. I guess that maybe that's the difference. They didn't give the guys in the Tuskegee experiment a framed certificate of appreciation.
Not until years later.
Yeah, no, it wasn't until years later they even admitted they did it.
Exactly.
I mean, what kind of insanity is that? And by the way, you know where they're trying to do this, right?
Where?
They are trying to do this down in our good friend Congresswoman Corrine Brown's territory, Duval County, Florida.
What is wrong with Florida? Why is it such a weird repository of insanity on so many levels?
Yeah, well, if we can't disenfranchise the black voters, then we'll just
kill them with pesticides.
Their children toxic. How's that for you?
Because you know what they're thinking in their heads. These guys are devious. It's like, you got a lot of kids. You know, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You lose two. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, look, the participants were chosen from 6 health clinics and 3 hospitals in Jacksonville. These medical facilities report that 51% of their births are to non-white mothers. 62% of the mothers have received only an elementary or secondary education, which means that they someone's figuring that the Bush folks are picking on people who are not fully prepared to defend themselves.
Well, so many of the ballots got screwed up in Florida in 2000. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That a lot of the ballots were too complicated for some people to read, to understand. Our guest, Mark Danner, who's going to be on later, wrote a little piece that I read on the 2000 elections. But his new book, The Torture and Truth in America, about Abu Ghraib, is what we'll primarily be talking about. But that's an interesting point you make. And here's a couple other things they're planning on doing.
Oh, yeah.
They have these other projects that they're gonna be doing, and they haven't decided whether they're not gonna do it or not. They're gonna one of them is to take perfectly healthy children and replace parts of their body with stuff from Radio Shack. You know, I mean, hey, what kid doesn't want to be a cyborg? I mean, you see how they dress on Halloween, or how about this one? The Food and Drug Administration is gonna study the taste of human flesh, which is sorry, man. I know that sounds bad, but all they're trying to do is develop some kind of artificial human flesh flavoring. How about this? That those two were, not hilarious. But without exposing the public to any kind of danger, the Department of Commerce was going to take 900 tons of industrial runoff and see whether it could be marketed in a pudding cup.
Oh, God. With who? Bill Cosby as a spokesman?
This is the best.
I don't think so.
It's glowing. It's already hot. All right, anyway. Hot pudding, where'd that come from? All right, to prove that chemical warfare attacks, hot pudding, that's a good name for a band, or a nice slang term for a vagina.
Yes!
Hot pudding for everybody! I'm sorry, I don't know what just happened. You know what?
It sounds like another poontang moment to me.
Well, poontang to you, Mark Riley. To prove that chemical warfare, that's a little classic that only some of you will remember. And those of you who will remember, they'll probably write me a snippy email. Now, that's not very nice to, you know what, whatever. To prove the chemical warfare attacks aren't that harmful, the Defense Department was going to send an army of pregnant women to occupy Fallujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Okay. As part of a study on health care, half of all low-income patients at hospital emergency rooms would receive placebo operations.
Oh.
Well, you know, there's one or two there. We got a little.
One or two.
Let's go with the rest of this. Not only is that pesticide thing bad, because pesticides are bad. Apparently, there was a study that came out, you know, recently that says, you know, almost all diseases are pollution related. But now the polar bears might be facing extinction, which kills me because I love polar bears.
This is a whole global warming thing. By the way, the pesticide thing they're putting off, you know, they're going to start the study until the spring while they look at the effects. Like, no, they shouldn't know what the effects already are, you morons.
No, but what they're doing is they're trying to get that $970 number down.
Down, yeah, right?
Like
get them down to $650. Yeah,
that's what they're arguing about in Congress. Like, we don't really need poor people. I mean, I'll offer them $650.
Yeah. We could use more kids if we're to spread the money around.
Well, that's why they're so anti-abortion, is they're going to obviously need kids for other reasons other than just
human experimentation.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, the polar bears, man. Now, see, this is one of those. This is one
of
these
polar bears. I really do. They're my favorite animal, and I don't know why.
Well, you know, they have now established that global warming is not a figment of some liberal's imagination, like Bush said during the 2000 campaign. It is a real fact, and it does endanger polar bears, seals, and many other creatures that have the temerity to have the Arctic as their environment.
Well, you know how this works, is that is the more that the ice melts, see, the way that polar bears eat is there are these holes in the ice,
in the ice
where the seals come up for water, the air holes, and that's where they just grab the little seal and munch them up, which is okay because it's part of the wild thing.
It's what polar bears do.
Are not killing the seals to make jackets for their kids.
No.
But polar bears, for some reason, have always moved me a lot. I love polar bears, and I'm very sad to hear this.
Well, the thing is, this is something that could be, certainly the American government could have done more to deal with, except the Bush administration has been in deep denial, partly because they, you know, the conclusion is that greenhouse gas emissions, emissions from manufacturing and that sort of thing, are what are creating the global warming. And the Bush administration's argument is, well, if you start putting all kinds of restrictions on that, you'll kill American jobs.
Yeah, and also there are benefits. Why not invest in waterfront property in Texas?
Yeah.
get ready for the new boardwalk in Nevada. You know what I mean? Hey, let's take some calls. Also, they've been chipping away at this. They're going to be doing, you know, commercial drilling in the Alaska Oil Reserve. And I get these reports. I'm like, how'd this just happen? All of a sudden, this is happening because over the last 3 or 4 years, they've chipped away at environmental regulations
little by little,
deliberately.
Bit by bit,
and
yes.
Now it's happening, and it's horrendously disturbing. And, you know, these things, because we've been so concerned about so many other things, like trying to get rid of this guy, that, you know, now we've got to refocus our attention on these things, and I just hope it's not too late, but it's not. So call us, 866-303-2270. We'll take some more calls. Why not? That'll be fun. It's 16 past the hour, Air America Radio.
The best of morning sedition on Air America Radio.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of EsterC. Advanced because EsterC is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of EsterC. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for EsterC at Albertsons, CVS, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
If the thought of 4 more years of BS from George W. gets you down, pick up Mother Jones Magazine and learn how you can fight back. Right now, you can get a great deal on Mother Jones at readmojo.com. Mojo's got your back. Every issue features some of the finest investigative reporting anywhere, the inside skinny on the Bush mob, plus what you can do to stand up to the wingnuts. At readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10. That's a full year for less than the price of a pizza. So check out Mother Jones at readmojo.com.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas. Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like to meet my boyfriend.
What's your problem? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
The big news on Broadway today is Whoopi's back, and the critics are on their feet.
Get out of here.
Clive Barnes in the Post says Whoopi is brilliant, older, wiser, and just as funny.
He called me older. You know we were in grammar school together.
Tough and funny, blue state comedy at its best, says the Associated Press.
The Associated? What is that, a supermarket?
The New York Times says Whoopi is incandescent. The Star Ledger says she's spirited and spontaneous.
Okay, okay. Head's getting bigger. Give them the number.
The Bergen Record calls it hilariously vulgar.
Did you hear what I said to you? Give them the phone number.
Variety cheers. Whoopi Goldberg's comic brilliance is
just about to knock you out. Give them the number.
Joan Hamburg says if you're a Whoopi fan, you'll be in heaven.
Will you give people a phone number so they know what number to call to come see the show?
Okay. Call telecharge.com, 212-239-6200 for Whoopi on Broadway at the Lyceum Theater.
Why do they call me incandescent?
I don't know. But you want the number again?
Yeah.
212-239-6200. Whoopi on Broadway.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events. Business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Yes, it's 22 past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
Hello, Mark. On Morning Sedition on Air America Radio, Ramon sent somebody dressed as him today to give us a Palm Pilot, which is now can be from anywhere because he's got this new program, and now we can get anybody in the administration today. We have Dick Cheney's schedule, so let's get into that. 7 a.m., wake up, ask Lynn whether I died over the weekend, and this is hell. Later, have inquiries made. If I did die and this is hell, would Lynn tell me? 7:30 a.m. breakfast, oatmeal with extra oat bran, wheatgrass juice, bowl of pills, no butter, no salt, no bacon. This is hell, and Lynn didn't tell me. 10 a.m., get on remote controls during president's meeting with veterans group. Now that the election is over, it won't make any difference. Make the president talk like Rip Taylor and have his arms flail around like Kermit on the Muppet Show. Hello? Is this on? Anyone? All right. 3 p.m., meet with, you know, I don't want any laughs that aren't unwarranted from anybody. Okay? If I'm going to flail, you let me flail right here alone like I did on Friday night at the Boston Comedy Club. I will flail on my own and tank it if I have to. Meet with Ambassador. This is at 3 p.m. Dick Cheney. Meet with Ambassador from Zoltan Nebula 4 and allow him to harvest the population of Maine for his nutrition and obscene pleasures. In exchange, receive more vast amounts of wealth with which I can continue to pay my way out of debt. All right, no, it's okay. No, I want nothing. Nothing. There wasn't a clear beat or place where you could find the laugh in there, so I understand that. It's one of those sort of like, good idea, but I don't know if it's ha-ha kind of, you know, if there's a beat right there. Hey, 7 p.m., watch the news. Using only brain waves and angry thoughts, see if I can make the anchorman's face melt again. All right, you know, see, I know you guys have already heard this once, and it's asking you a lot to laugh again. But, you know, the one thing I don't need, Kalo, is to sort of like, yeah, all right, yeah, Here's the last one, good effort. 10 p.m., bedtime, get back in bed with Halliburton. See, there's a, you know, back in bed, with, it sort of works on two levels. It's kind of
sexual and corporate
Kalo.
Corruption.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that just hit you in the head? I meant for you to catch that. I guess I was a little late on the catch part. What's going to happen now? Robin is calling us from Pennsylvania. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. In the interest of fair and full information, they aren't going to be spraying kids with toxic chemicals. They're just going to be looking for families who are already exposed to toxic chemicals and then not treat them or help them reduce their exposure and see what happens with the kids from there. And the concern is that people are going to try to be exposed to chemicals in order to get the shirt and the...
Oh, okay.
We were being literal with the spray the kids.
Whoa. Not only were we not being literal, that was called a jokey joke. But thank you, Robin. You're right. And that is the issue. The exact quote from the AP story is scientists at EPA and environmentalists question whether the government should give participating families $970 plus a camcorder and children's clothes, saying it might encourage low-income families to use pesticides in their homes. So it's putting the onus on them, but I still think the onus should sit on the people that are speculating about doing this in the first place.
Well,
why wouldn't people do stuff for money? Because they figure it's like, hell, you know, the kid, you know, he eats cereal. You know, I mean, he eats a lot of sugar. I mean, there's a lot of things that are bad. You know, he'll probably bounce off. He'll bounce back. What's the worst that could happen? Two generations from now, they're going to have flippers.
Exactly. Because remember that what we're talking about here are toxic chemicals that can be found at home. That could be anything from roach spray...
Yeah.
To all manner of things that people use in the house on a regular basis.
We're surrounded
by this stuff. And you don't want people going out to buy more of that stuff just so they can qualify for $970 in a stinking camcorder.
Yeah, there's other ways to make money, just not in George Bush's economy.
Yeah, right.
So you might want to think about this, of you know, increasing the toxic chemicals in your household to be eligible for a little extra jack.
Well, it's either that or the service.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, isn't that what it's coming down to?
I think they're talking about kids who are younger. So unless they lower the age of, well, maybe that's what they'll do instead of having a draft.
Early admission, like in college.
We could use earlier than that. Why not 10-year-olds? This is getting grim.
Sure
no, it's not. It's just darkly funny, and perhaps I should just stop talking and take another call. That's what the voice in my head just said. I have roaches, speaking of toxic chemicals. They're back, and I need to get them taken care of. I need someone to come in with toxic chemicals and rid me. Because, you know, when you wake up and you have roaches, and, you know, there's the surfaces that you eat off of, and you're sort of wondering, like, wow, what's on there now that they were having a little roach party, you know?
Yeah.
And then I go into my office, and there's this horrendous feline orgy going on. You know, it's getting weird. We got a trucker calling us from Georgia. How are you, Tom?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. How are you all doing today?
Pretty good.
Well, I want to make a comment on the exposure of children to the toxic chemicals. That's been going on for 50, 60 years now, and they haven't been able to figure out what's going on with the kids.
Right.
The outrage of the society should be, we should be up in arms right now because the Bush administration would even contemplate The EPA would even contemplate doing something like that by not intervening for children that could become sick.
Right.
Just to let them go and give them $900. Now, if we were willing to do that in Iraq, the whole country would be up in arms because we were doing it to a foreign country.
Right.
But to our own children, who cares? That's all right. This is the Bush administration.
But more clearly to poor, underprivileged children. Thank you very much for your call. I mean, he's right. I mean, the outrage is that this is even being thought about. This is even being speculated that this would be a way. And they know, good and well that, you know, if given the opportunity to make more money, that some people will make compromises and they'll compromise their health of their kids. And obviously, these are not people with health coverage. And these are probably not people who are going to be served by any social programs that are slowly disappearing. I mean, they're just literally saying that, you know, why not? What do we got to lose? If you're a few poor people, who cares?
There you go. On the other side. That means after this brief commercial break.
Yes.
We're going to be back with Mark Danner, author of Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror, when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley. Morning Sedition.
Check out all our favorite links, our latest blog entries, and our new line of merchandise at morningsedition.com.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence, and because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. lesson.
I know. It's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Tonight, on a very special Best of Thanksgiving Majority Report.
David Byrne on intellectual property.
John Perkins, author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. The brilliant historian Howard Zinn on the state of America.
Plus, indie rocker Robin Hitchcock plays live in the studio. That's tonight on the Majority Report, Air America Radio. Thirty-four past the hour. Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. We're going to be talking to Mark Danner in a minute about Abu Ghraib, about Gonzalez, our new
AG.
AG, man, Attorney General, and also maybe a little bit about Florida and some of the voting fraud stuff. But first, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer from that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got some steel wool, and he's scrubbing the sin right off your hide.
Okay, buddy. All right. So,
it's a good day.
Yeah, all right. So listen, today we're going to talk about President Bush's appointment of Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General.
Oh, yes, indeed. Mark, you know, I think you'll agree that when President Bush, 4 more years, made that appointment, it was a great day for Native Americans everywhere.
Wait. Lawton, actually, he's Hispanic.
Okay, Mark. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't be surprised you want to use the politically correct expression.
No, it's
the one
it's
thing
not,
I'll say for Hispanics, as you call them, they're darn good workers.
You should see
them in my neighborhood. There they are, pouring cement, tending gardens, mowing lawns. You can't pay for labor like that. In fact, they work so cheap you almost don't have to pay for them. Most of my neighbors don't. In fact,
Listen, you know what you're saying is offensive on so many levels. Fair. It's baffling. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. But we're talking about a man who's almost certainly going to be the next Attorney General of the United States.
Isn't that the great thing about this country?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you're an American citizen, you can achieve anything, even if you are an illegal alien.
Wait. He's not an illegal alien.
Well, he's not anymore.
No.
I mean, now that he's Attorney General, he probably knows somebody in the Justice Department who can cut through some red tape for him.
Like
he cut through that wire fence to sneak right into our country.
Well, you know, wait a minute. I don't even like the guy, and I feel like I got to defend him here, all right? Let's not even talk about him. What really worries me about him as being top cop is his record on human rights, all right? As White House counsel, Gonzalez, he aggressively promoted policies that undermine civil liberties and international law on the treatment of prisoners, and he's issued some very disturbing opinions on the uses of torture.
Oh,
you understand?
Now, hang on now, Mark.
What?
There is nobody in this world who believes more in basic human rights than George W. Bush.
I gotta argue with
anyone who's president, 4 more years, appoint attorney general, is going to place a very high premium on not just human rights of suspects, but their basic human dignity as well. Even if that means torturing the ever-living crap out of them to ensure that those principles are upheld to the absolute letter of the law.
That reasoning is ridiculous. Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, like everything Bush does, this was politically motivated appointment. What did you say?
Human rights. That's what we have now. As opposed to, you go on.
All right. It was a politically motivated appointment. It won't help Hispanics. It won't promote justice in this country. Mm. It will just keep a chokehold on the poor and the marginalized, and you know it, Smalls.
Justice, fair, freedom. Human rights.
There you go. I heard a little sadness in your voice. Let it out, buddy.
He's nothing but a stooge. He's a racist.
Yes.
He hates brown people. George Bush hates brown people.
There you go.
He hates them.
There you go.
He hates them. He'll do anything.
Good.
He's
good for you. Good for you, letting it out. Good for you.
Exploiter.
You okay, buddy?
Exploiter.
You all right?
He hates brown people.
Okay. Okay. You all right?
And,
get it together a little bit before I let you go. I'm glad we had this breakthrough.
Diversity. Justice. Another victory for President Bush.
All right.
4 more years.
Terrific. Thank you. Thank you,
I always feel better when I'm done.
All right. You take care. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. Freak. Anyways. The author of Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror, also The Road to Illegitimacy, One Reporter's Travels in the 2000 Florida Vote Recount. He is a contributor to the New York Review of Books. He's professional journalism, University of California, Berkeley. God, you get around, don't you? Mark Danner is with us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So we're just having a quick time. Well, let's go right to Gonzalez. This guy, I mean, this is quite a book. The Torture and Truth. It's a big book. It's basically you almost edited all the arguments here.
Well, a lot of it he wrote, actually.
And what do you think of this guy? What do you think of the way he's twisted this thing?
Well, it's remarkable because, you know, you have a scandal right now, that torture, about the government's use of it, that's not really been resolved. Nobody's really been punished, just the people on the ground. And because the government is essentially one party at the moment, nobody's really investigating it. And now the first appointment that's made in President Bush's second term is the man who really was the point man when it comes to making decisions about torture, who essentially was the key figure in deciding to withhold Geneva Convention protection, not only from Al-Qaeda prisoners, but from the Taliban, and who was the man who presided over these memos, which essentially defined torture as something, the pain has to be so great as to be equivalent to the failure of major organs or death.
Right.
So basically, the ceiling is very, very high.
Everything else
torture.
Is acceptable. It's these rational.
Exactly.
It's almost like saying that, you know, anything up until intercourse is just foreplay. Just like,
I don't know if I would have thought of that comparison, but it rings very true.
But I guess that's sort of like does that analogy work? Oh, I don't know.
I don't think we should think about it too closely is my recommendation.
I mean, obviously, you know, we all wonder why more people in the administration haven't been tortured, number one, or punished. But how can how does this look on an international level that, you know, he has no respect for the Geneva Conventions. He's rationalized, you know, what torture is, and he's suspended any sort of real sort of universal or international code of justice. I mean, what does that do?
Well, I think it looks like he's really putting it in their face on the international level, because essentially he's taken the single figure who is most associated with these memos. And the memos really are extraordinary, you know,
right.
the redefinition of torture, and also the definition of presidential power is essentially during time of war, the president can do whatever he wants. That is ultimate, complete, royalist presidential power. The guy who is most associated with these policies has now been nominated to be the next attorney general of the country. And it's remarkable, first of all, for its boldness, and its you know, lack of care about what the international community or the domestic Americans will think about it, but also for the fact that it's kind of in the face of the Senate. The Senate has to confirm this guy, and they have not yet had very substantial hearings on the torture scandals, and this would give them a chance to bring those subjects up. And I think all Americans should watch and see what kind of party the Democratic Party will now be in opposition, because they now have a chance to deal with these questions. None of the policymakers who approved the uses of these kinds of interrogation have been not only have they not been punished, they're all still in their positions.
So does that mean you think they're going to stand up or roll over the Democrats?
Well, I don't know. I have a feeling that, you know, the word is up to now. You hear the kind of gentle whispering saying, hey, this guy's going to get through. He's going to get through. And what happens when you start doing that is that a lot of people want to put their heads down. The problem is that I think this is going to be the first confrontation between, you know, the new Bush administration and the opposition. And it has to be a test for people in the opposition. You know, are you going to stand up and speak for the kinds of values that half of America stands for?
And if they don't, then it's an indication that they are going to lie down for the next 4 years.
I think that's true.
Wow, that's today's been quite a day.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Who do you think is most likely to stand up?
Well, you've had Jack Reed, who's on the Armed Services Committee, senator from Rhode Island, who's been very concerned with this. He's a former – he actually served in the 82nd Airborne, so he's got great credibility on military issues. He's been very out front. the last few weeks in talking about what's going on in the ground in Iraq. He's been, I think, quite effective. You know, John McCain is a fascinating figure in this because obviously he's the person in the Congress who was a POW and is famous for it. And he took a pretty strong role in the Senate before the election, up until the end of the summer in any event. So we'll have to see what kind of role he plays. I mean, I think essentially pressure should be put on him. I mean, if we had a more active press, I think they would be getting him on the talk shows and saying, hey, what do you think about this guy? He wrote these memos. And these memos really made it possible to put a kind of legal veil or a legal cloak over the kinds of activities that Americans saw in these notorious photographs that came out last April.
Which are in your book.
Which are in the book. And the documents themselves, which are really chilling and really represent, to me, a kind of milestone in the history of the country. I mean, you see a democracy trying to make legal things that really are illegal, and you see the appointed members of the government doing their best to do this, and in the forefront was Alberto Gonzalez.
Well, this guy also was, he sort of, when he was in Texas with Bush, he kind of made it okay for Bush to not question too deeply why he was executing prisoners, apparently. Isn't that true?
Well, he was the guy, he was the sort of clearinghouse for information on death penalty cases, no question about it. And, you know, we don't have much indication that, that then-Governor Bush delved into these cases very closely. I mean, he relied, so we're told, very much on the views of his then-counsel, Alberto Gonzalez. So I don't know. I assume during the hearings that more on that particular issue will come out.
Well, apparently, with that relationship, what I understand is that, you know, Gonzalez, I almost got the feeling that George would, you know, would defer to him and say, you know,
yes,
give me the information on this guy. And Gonzalez would just basically say, bad guy, deserves to die.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah,
enough.
You know, exactly. Right. Draw the finger across the throat.
Well,
you know.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to the Supreme Court? There's been a lot of speculation that his appointment as Attorney General is the first step in, in a possible appointment to the court. Yet we had someone here, Noah Feldman, last Friday, who said he didn't think so. He thought Gonzalez would stay as Attorney General, and they were kind of putting him there because they want to put somebody more conservative on the Supreme Court.
Well, that may well be. I think they anticipated. You know, he was one of the great mentioner. He was the leading name for the next Supreme Court appointment. The problem is that they have trouble on the right with him because he actually decided a case in Texas where he was on the Supreme Court of Texas, essentially indicating that parents a minor could seek an abortion without
parental
express approval of parents.
Yeah.
So he had trouble on the right, and it would have been a fight because they would have been weakened on the right side. I thought when this appointment was made, I thought, you know, God, these guys are in power are very smart. I mean, they essentially took what could have been a problem, which was his appointment to the Supreme Court, and they took what was a need, which was to repay a constituency that really did better for them this time in a very important way in this election and may have decided it, and they solved it with one stroke. You know, they put him in high office. He's the first Hispanic Latino attorney general, or will be if he's confirmed, and the whole court issue is put, you know, onto the future.
Right.
And
there's still room now to pander to the
right,
most extreme of their base.
Exactly. That's a very good way to put it. Yeah.
Well, let's take some calls, and we'll come back with you and flesh this out. Maybe we can find one of those chilling excerpts of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Our 866-303-2270 is our number, and I'm going to have to explain that joke I made earlier because I know where it came from. Anyway, it's 46 past the hour. We'll be back in a minute on Air America Radio.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. There was dirt, water, and air, and it was good. Once, Planet Jack.
Mexico keeps on trucking. Director of Sierra Club's international program, Steve Mills, explains.
The Supreme Court ruling is going to allow Mexican trucks that don't have to meet U.S. Clean Air Act standards to move into the U.S.
While previously restricted to border areas, they're now free to roam about as they please.
This is why, since NAFTA was first created, the groups like ours have been calling for environmental, health, and safety laws to be written into trade deals, not excluded from them. And this is what we believe Americans should be demanding of Congress now.
There are about 400,000 Mexican trucks that don't meet federal emission standards. Don't let trade trump public health.
Visit our website, sierraclub.org/trade.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
As you have heard, the arthritis drug Vioxx has recently been pulled from the market due to the significant increase in strokes and heart attacks among Vioxx users. If you or a loved one have suffered a stroke or heart attack after taking Vioxx for a year or more and never had a stroke or heart attack before using the drug, Vioxx may be related. Please call the law offices of Victoria Madonna for an evaluation. Our number is 877-NYC-Vioxx. That's 877-NYC-Vioxx.
If you're looking for a hard-working tire for your hard-working truck, then the Goodyear Wrangler is for you. In fact, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Goodyear tires as highest in original equipment tire customer satisfaction for pickup and full-size van vehicles. Right now, you can buy four select Goodyear Wranglers and get up to a $75 mail-in rebate. Visit a participating retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Hurry, this mail-in offer ends November 27th. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit www.jdpower.com.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
We're back, and we're going to land this thing. It's 51 past the hour. Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
Hi.
Our guest in studio is Mark Danner, the author of Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror. I need to clear something up because I made an analogy earlier, and it's festering in my head, Riley.
Oh, Lord, not that, another one of those.
That the way that Gonzalez sort of reframed what torture was by saying that, you know, it's only for, you know, organ failure or if it causes death. Anything else is not. Well, my analogy, which was wrong, is from an old bit I used to do. The one I said about foreplay earlier, but the bit that I used to do was that That the cheater's rationalization is that, you know, anything up until intercourse is just flirting.
It's flirting, yeah.
Right. So that's merely what I meant. It's not that that's important, but it's important for me not to throw stuff out there that isn't completely ridiculous and unfounded. But you have found Mark Danner.
That's a high standard.
There you go.
Should definitely keep to that.
Pervo.
The ridiculous and unfounded standard.
You have found a more riveting and disturbing section of the book that you wanted to share?
I have. This is a memo, the so-called torture memo. And it was actually sent, written with the cooperation of our Attorney General designate, and sent to him. It's dated August 1st, 2002. And we have here that quote that I made reference to a minute ago. We conclude, the idea for this memo was they were supposed to examine, you know, what could you do to prisoners and not violate our international commitments not to torture. And he writes, we conclude that for an act to constitute torture as defined in Section 2340, it must inflict pain that is difficult to endure. Physical pain amounted to torture must be equivalent in intensity to the pain accompanying serious physical injury such as organ failure, impairment of bodily function, or even death. For purely mental pain or suffering to amount to torture under that section, it must result in significant psychological harm or of significant duration, that is, lasting for months or even for years. And he goes on defining these things in rather chilling detail.
And good morning to you people out there just tuning in.
Yes.
Well, exactly.
We're talking torture.
Let's take a call or two, Mark. You want to?
Sure.
Dean in the Bronx. How are you?
Hi, Dean.
There's three Marks here.
Hey,
what's
going on, guys?
Good. What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks for all that you guys do. You're providing just a tremendous service. And I guess really it's just a comment, you know, hearing all these kinds of things coming from all these investigations that we have from people that really, I guess, stand outside of the media, like yourself, Mark, really shows how important it is for the Democrats to really develop a firm backbone, and I hope that we can really press for our leaders to stand up and fight in a way that, like the Republicans fight. When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
Okay, but here's the problem,
Dean. Thanks for your call, Dean.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, but the problem is the only thing that politicians seem to understand is when one of their number loses a gig over not standing up.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else gets elected based on the fact that they'll stand up but the incumbent won't, that's when politicians start sitting up and taking notice. The most chilling part of Fahrenheit 9/11 for me was watching black person after black person in Congress getting up on the floor and trying to introduce a resolution about black disenfranchisement while all the senators sat there laughing at him.
Yeah.
That's not standing up. That's not backbone.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, I thought Dean's statement was really eloquent, and I take something different from it, which is that there's a necessity to fight for certain principles to convince the public, even in battles that you won't immediately win. That is, you have to realize that these political fights, you know, only eventuate in an election. It's not about just because you can't take down Alberto Gonzalez. You have to fight him on these issues to convince people in the country that you're on the right side, people who might remember when the next election comes around. I think one of the great problems of the Democratic Party is that they fight the battles having already decided whether they're winnable or losable, mm-hmm. and then discard, you know, no, this isn't worth it. This guy's going to get through. Well, to me, that's the wrong attitude.
Yeah,
you have to fight and fight and fight. And, you know, next time the election eventually comes. And I think his comparison to the Republicans is very true. I mean, they were fighting and fighting and fighting. And eventually, you know, I remember 94. I think that's what the Republicans should think about now. The Republicans then fought Hillary on the health care plan. They used very sophisticated commercials and all the rest. And they not only defeated the plan, they used that to vault into, into mastery of the Congress, which was absolutely critical. And that's what Democrats have to be thinking of now, seems to me.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Let's take a really quick call. Raina, real quick. What's up?
Hi, Raina.
Hi, good morning.
What's
Thank
on
you,
your
guys.
Mind? Sure.
Listen, I was driving to work, and I turned on my radio, and I said, I got to call these people up and express my outrage. I'm a Latina. I'm proud of my heritage, and I am so upset that this is the guy that will represent the Hispanic and Latino population in the new Bush administration. read a lot about the Geneva Convention and the Convention Against Torture, and this guy has taken apart the whole concept of what, you know, what.
Okay, yeah, you're absolutely right. Thanks a lot, Raina. Thanks for expressing that outrage. I don't mean to cut you too short, but we got to wrap up here in a second. And that's good to hear.
That is good to hear.
Because they're going to play this like, you know, we're throwing a bone to the Latino population.
That's right, and not everybody will agree with them.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mark Danner. It was great to talk to you. The book is Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror. It's available at a discount at morningsedition.com. That, of course, is the sound of our closing liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Here are your marching orders for today. 1. Urge Bush to appoint not just black cabinet members, but really black cabinet members who would accuse other black cabinet members of being too white. 2. Really try to remember who John Kerry was or even what he looked like. 3. Suggest that MoveOn.org change its name to StayHereAndSulk.org. 4. Use the election as a catch-all excuse, such as, I couldn't possibly help you move, man, not with that madman in the White House. I mean, and 5. The phrase of the day, just drop it into conversation. Let's produce another movie, lampooning the lifestyles and values in the red states. That'll make them come around, man. Thanks again, Mark Danner.
Appreciate it, Mark.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
If you're looking for an SUV tire, then look no further than Goodyear Forterra HL. Drive in comfort and style with Goodyear's premium SUV tire. The Goodyear Forterra HL is rated as the best SUV tire in the November issue of a leading consumer magazine. Right now, buy a set of 4 Forterra HL tires and get a $75 mail-in rebate. For complete details, visit a participating Goodyear retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR. This mail-in offer ends November 27th.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Good morning, I'm Matt Nelka with Air America Radio News. The FBI has been extensively interviewing a Halliburton whistleblower, Army Corps of Engineers contract officer Bunateen Greenhouse, who raised concerns that the Pentagon improperly awarded contracts to Vice President Dick Cheney's former company, was interviewed for a full day last week. The FBI had expanded a criminal probe into allegations that Halliburton overcharged the government for fuel. Both the company and the Bush administration deny any wrongdoing. In a related development, the Inspector General reviewing the spending of U.S. funds in Iraq is recommending the Army consider withholding 15% of Halliburton's money on future contracts to address allegations the company has not documented all the work it's been paid for in the past. In Iraq on this Thanksgiving Day, Operation Plymouth Rock is underway. U.S. and British troops have begun an offensive in a group of towns and villages south of Baghdad known as the Triangle of Death. They're rounding up suspected insurgents and sweeps throughout villages and farms. Meantime, Iraq's prime minister is repeating his promise that insurgency will not delay national elections in January. Iyad Alawi says U.S. and Iraqi troops will continue to root out insurgents until then. U.S. troops in Iraq are marking the Thanksgiving holiday with turkey and all the trimmings. Hundreds of thousands of Thanksgiving meals are being served to troops from Baghdad to Mosul and even in Fallujah. Some units have planned football games and fun runs to mark the holiday, and they'll get a chance to watch the NFL and college football games via satellites. Closer to home, bad weather in many parts of the country is setting up obstacles on the road to grandmother's house. A snowstorm in the Midwest has forced cancellations and delays at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. In Lansing, Michigan, a jet slid off a snow-slicked runway. No one was hurt. Thunderstorms and snowstorms in other parts of the country have led to quite a few fender benders. Justin McNall of AAA says drivers should plan to spend more time on the road this Thanksgiving, especially in the eastern half of the nation.
With Thanksgiving, normally we tell you plan on that three-hour drive taking you about 4 hours. Plan on an extra hour at least right now. Turn that three-hour drive into a 5 just to be sure you have enough spare time to drive the speed limit or drive a lot below it if that's what road conditions demand.
An estimated 37 million people will be traveling this holiday weekend. The University of Missouri is removing the name of a 22-year-old Walmart heiress from its brand-new sports arena. The reason? Allegations that she cheated her way through another college. The billionaire parents of Elizabeth Page Lori angered MizU fans, students, and alumni by announcing their plans to name the arena after their daughter, who didn't even attend MizU. The couple was given naming rights after donating $25 million towards the building campaign. Now the university board will vote tomorrow on the arena's proposed new name, MizU Arena. One alumnus, happy about the name change, called the original name, Dad Buying His Daughter the Biggest Dollhouse. Elizabeth Lori is the granddaughter of the late Bud Walton, co-founder of Walmart. For Air America Radio News, I'm Matt Melko.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, heart attack, and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and worse. What to do? Today, millions use a patented drug called Jointritis. Jointritis has a fast-acting pain reliever plus the skin-conditioning power of lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Jointritis uses directed, works deep to relieve even the worst minor arthritis pain. Jointritis. Pain relief with peace of mind.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
It's the best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Hey, look, there goes Bill O'Reilly trying to slink away and disappear down a dark alleyway of his sick, twisted mind. But, Bill, you're not getting off that easy. You may have settled your sexual harassment suit, but we're not ready to forget about it. This week on Ring of Fire, we'll be talking about your case with attorney Kim Green, an expert on sexual harassment. We'll also be here with Thomas Frank, the author of the great book, What's the Matter with Kansas? Join me, Mike Papantonio, and Bobby Kennedy on Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio. It's 6 past the hour, and this is the best of Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosophers, kings and queens, working class heroes, liberals in red states. How are you listening to us on your ham radio operations, maybe underneath the in the basement? It's so funny, isn't it, Riley, when we talk to people sometimes who are in red states, like, hey, I can't talk too loud because someone might know what's in there.
I might get lynched.
But, good morning, everybody. Conservatives, welcome. You're welcome as well.
That's right.
Progressives who have no sense of humor.
We love you.
Progressives who hate me, welcome.
You know, whoever's out there listening, I'm glad to have you. I really am. I'm glad to see you, Mark Riley.
Glad to see you, Mark Maron.
I've turned some corner in my life. I'm not sure what it is, but I feel that something has changed in my fundamental thinking.
Really?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I read this article here about sleep deprivation and obesity. So I'm glad that I nipped this thing in the bud. Because if some of you are listening know, I'm no longer eating the M&Ms. I'm not jamming the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. All right? I got myself some Nescafe, so I have a little more control over, you know, the drug I'm putting into my body. Because, you know, P.W. McDonald told me yesterday, I'm eating some nuts and berries now because I'm trying to stop the slow slipping into fatness that I feel occurring on my waistline. And apparently, my entire tone has changed. Because, like, yesterday, Renee, our booker, when I told her I was using Splenda, which, by the way, is the miracle powder. Splenda is probably the best sweetener that is not sugar that I've ever had in my life. And if they find out that something is bad about Splenda, I'm going to have to, you know, sort of make the same concession that my mother makes, the same compromise. My mother is a sweet and low addict, and even though I think it's slowly taking away her ability to reason, she'll stay by it. And she will continue to use it in service of
her. She's loyal.
Yeah. Well, she's completely afraid of any spare fat on her. So the Splenda thing. So I'm putting Splenda in my coffee, and Renee's like, why don't you just use sugar? And Brenda McDonald. And after that, she said, who was on the show this morning? But Brendan, P.W. McDonald. I'm sorry, Renee. I'm sorry.
You know, no, you're not. No,
matter.
You're not. Front.
She's not listening to the show.
You are so not sorry.
If you're listening, why don't you call in and defend yourself, Renee? The number is 866-303-2270. If you're listening, this is your big test. Your job depends on it. So PW says, like, he's like, no. No sugar is fine, man. You don't understand. He's been completely dealable for the last 3 days. Because, like, he has one bag of M&Ms, and, like, right when he walks in, it's like, what? Is there a problem? What's going on? So the sugar thing is good. Just a quick update on my life for those of people who care or are concerned. My cats are now, the four stray cats I have, one of which has become my friend, one is on the fence, but two just, you know, are just frightened, scared animals that will climb on me when they need food, all right? Well, they're now getting too big to give away. So I now have four cats that I'm starting to accept are my cats. And eventually I'm going to have to let them into the house because I still have them in my office, but I cannot manage the smell anymore. So they have to be free to. But I get into these conversations with the cats, Riley, where they're all on my bed. And I'm like, you know, if you're going to be on my bed, two of you are going to have to learn how to be my friend. So get off, you know.
But, you got them all litter trained and stuff now, right?
No, litter's not an issue. They're just like they're getting spoiled and they eat too much. And I just two of them are still not my friends, and I'm mad at them, but I'm beginning to accept it because I like watching them. The woman who lives next door to me must be 100.
Uh-oh.
And now I'm starting, like, it's weird, because now I'm feeding the other cat, the mother of these kittens I have, which I had spayed because of this woman, Raquel, who helped me out and got her spayed. I feed that cat outside. I'm feeding the cats in my house. All right, so, like, this is, you know, starting to cost me a little bit. I got a, you know, pretty big nut just on cat supplies every month. And now the woman next door who I saw, who I rarely see, who lives there by herself, I don't think she has any family, was at the mailbox 3 days ago, last Friday, trying to wedge her apartment key into the mailbox hole. And I'm like, that's the wrong key. She said, I don't know what happened to the key. It's important, you know. So now, like, I don't know. I said, like, I talked to the mailman. So now I think I've just made myself in charge of getting this woman her mail.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's not, and then there's a woman downstairs who's also getting a little older and apparently is taken to yelling at nobody in the middle of the night. Like, this nice little woman who's so nice to me, and we get along, and, you know, I always see her. She's, like, probably 80. Mm-hmm. Now, like, I hear her in the hallways at night in her house screaming racial, you know, horrible, horrible things, like, for, like, 10, 15 minutes at a time.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just like, and then I see her in the hall. She's like, hi, Mark, how are you? And I don't think she's aware that she's doing. But anyway, so now, like, I feel like I'm slowly becoming this weird, you know, manager of stray people and stray cats, you know, and caretaker, which I don't mind, but it's a little awkward. I feel good about it. Maybe that. Well, I guess what I'm getting around to is that, and the diet, and the fact that occasionally can I cop to something?
Sure.
Occasionally, you know, I've been told by my therapist and by my doctor that it's okay to take 5 milligrams of Ambien occasionally to go to sleep because of the hours we work.
Now, Ambien is?
It's a non-narcotic sleep helper.
Okay. Not like heroin.
No, it's not like heroin. It's not like Valium. It's not a diazepam. It's this new type of drug. But my friend Matt told me what Ambien does, and it gave me the willies.
What does it
do? Now I'm like, I don't even want to have anything to do with them. Basically, what there's a type of these, there's this series of drugs where apparently what it does, you take it, and it basically moves the dopamine in your brain to another part of your brain. Where it's not activated. Dopamine is the part that's a neurotransmitter that keeps you juiced. So it pulls the juice out of one part of your brain, stashes it in another for like 4 hours. And that's why, you know, if you take this stuff, all of a sudden you'll wake up like you've been hit in the head because, you know, when it wears off, all the dopamine just goes right back to where it's supposed to be. And you're like, hey, it's morning, you know, so that no more of that.
No more of that.
I probably shouldn't be taking it at all because, you know, I am a sober person. And but though I'm not using it recreationally, I'm using it appropriately. It could be habit forming, so I'm pulling back from that. So now that I've confessed everything.
Is that everything?
No.
You're not finished.
Here was the other thing. This is the story I read that apparently weight. Now, this is a no-brainer, but the reasoning is kind of interesting. Weight loss experts have a prescription. Okay, listen to this. A very large study has found a surprisingly strong link between the amount of shut-eye people get and the risk of becoming obese. And now, initially, I'm like, of course. I mean, if you're sleeping, you can't be eating. If you're sleeping, it cuts into your eating time. But apparently, those who got less than 4 hours of sleep a night were 73% more likely to be obese than those who got the recommended 7 to 9 hours of real good sleep, right? Those who averaged 5 hours of sleep had a 50% greater risk, and those who got 6 hours had 23% more. So the more sleep you get, the less likely. And you just think it was a time eating thing, but apparently outside of that, there is a chemical. Sleep deprivation lowers leptin, a blood protein that suppresses appetite and seems to affect how the brain senses when the body has had enough food. Sleep deprivation also raises levels of ghrelin, I think it's pronounced, a substance that makes people want to eat. So dig this, man, because I've been worrying about my own weight, and I've been feeling like a little weird about, you know, how my body's been functioning because we're operating on these weird hours. But this would support the fact, because I only get like 4 or 5 a week. You know, 4 or 5 a night, I mean.
Yeah.
So that these chemicals releasing in my brains are making me less, you know, they're making me more hungry. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's entirely possible. So
Larson, you're off the hook. Larson's, you know, heavy into the can I talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead, talk about it.
I'm just saying.
You know you wanna.
He's doing the Weight Watchers. Right?
Oh, okay.
And you know, and I've done that back when I quit smoking. I put on like 25 pounds, and I hated myself. And then I go to the Weight Watchers meeting, and I didn't hate myself so much because there were people that hated me for being half the size they were. There's nothing. You never want to go to a Weight Watchers meeting if you're just looking to lose 10 pounds because the looks of contempt you'll get from fat people is just mind blowing.
Really. I mean, yeah. Wait a minute. A Weight Watchers meeting isn't one of those, hey, I'm so-and-so and I'm fat, is it? It's not like
not
a,
really.
Not
really. No, you know, you go there and everybody gets excited about their points and their pounds. You get to weigh yourself and you get a little stamp. And it's like, yeah, I know.
You don't
need
validation from other people. If you want to lose the weight, stop eating.
Are you talking to yourself, Mr.?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But what I was telling Coach Larson as he compulsively grabs for his bag of peppers in the
green peppers.
Is that it might have something to do with our hours, buddy. It might have something to do with the hours, you know.
Lord. I don't know. These hours just drive me crazy, man. I can't get a routine. I can't get a rhythm.
I got one yesterday, man. It was great. I went home. I cooked. I made some stuff. I went running. I did my work. I wrote a little bit. I took some time aside to hate myself and feel sorry for myself and got through that. And then, you know, I did what I had to do
at night.
That's
what I'm missing.
What? The self-hatred
thing? The self-hatred thing. I really have never hated myself much.
No, well, it's a lot of people would recommend against it, but it keeps me going. Like I try to, I take a little time to hate myself, and then I take a self-hatred nap, the sleep of self-hatred.
And how long do you sleep in this self-hatred nap?
That could be anywhere from 10 to 45 minutes. I think I'll take one right now. It's 16 past the hour, Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. It's not Marxism. It's Marxism. Mark Maron and Mark Riley every morning on Air America Radio. The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
The big news on Broadway today is Whoopi's back, and the critics are on their feet.
Get out of here.
Clive Barnes in the Post says Whoopi is brilliant. Older, wiser, and just as funny.
He called me older. You know we were in grammar school together.
Tough and funny. Blue State comedy at its best, says the Associated Press.
The Associated? What is that, a supermarket?
The New York Times says Whoopi is incandescent. The Star Ledger says she's spirited and spontaneous.
Okay, okay. Head's getting bigger. Give them the number.
The Bergen Record calls it hilariously vulgar.
Did you hear what I said to you? Give them the phone number.
Variety cheers. Whoopi Goldberg's comic brilliance is
just about to knock you out. Give them the number.
Joan Hamburg says if you're a Whoopi fan, you'll be in heaven.
You get people a phone number so they know what number to call to come see the show?
Okay. Call telecharge.com 212-239-6200 for Whoopi on Broadway at the Lyceum Theater.
Why do they call me incandescent?
I don't know. But you want the number again?
Yeah.
212-239-6200. Whoopi on Broadway.
I got this gift certificate, and I've got just the thing. A tangerine blazer. It's fun, isn't it?
A hat, maybe?
Or this fuchsia blouse.
No, just a hat.
Oh, try this. Adorable.
Yeah. On my mom. Your gift certificate won't buy her the funky leather skirt she really wants. So next time, give her an American Express gift check. Instead of one place, they're good all over the place. American Express gift checks. Available at American Express Travel Service offices.
Excuse me, I have a gift certificate.
Cool.
Where can I find the rope?
Is that the chick from Iceland?
No. The rope? The balmy?
Try New Age.
It was New Age in the 1700s.
Oh, the 70s. Oh, poor man.
You knew he loved music. You just weren't sure which century. So next time, let him shop where he wants with an American Express gift check. Instead of one place, they're good all over the place. American Express gift checks. Available at American Express Travel Service offices.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
21 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron.
That's Mark Riley.
Hey.
In a moment, we'll be talking to Susan Jacoby, the author of Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism, because we want to clear some stuff up for some of you who live in, I'm not going to say backwater or backward places, but there seems to be a misunderstanding of what the founding fathers intended in some areas. Not even going to say rural, just going to say wrong. Right now, it's time for my dream diary, which I wrote this morning because I got a nice sleep and I woke up. And okay, here we go.
No Ambien either.
I'm a CIA spook and I just got back from a mind-blowing deep cover op in the mountains of Pakistan. I infiltrated a massive Al-Qaeda terror cell and discovered irrefutable evidence of chemical weapons, biologic weapons, and 50 dirty bombs. Plus, I stole a coded message saying there would definitely be a strike on Chicago November 26th at 11:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. No time to waste. So I feverishly finish typing my briefing and ship it off to my supervisor. 5 minutes later, I hear a page. Agent Marin, please report to Agent Smith. Smith's office immediately. Agent Smith is wearing the black suit and the dark Ray-Bans. He says, Agent Marin, do you love this country? I say, yeah, absolutely. That's why I got into the CIA, to protect it. He says, do you think this report will protect the country? I say, yes, sir. Now that we have the intelligence, we can stop them. Agent Smith sits on the corner of the desk and says, Agent Marin, the only thing a report like this will do is upset the president. Do you call that patriotism? I say, I don't know, maybe. Agent Smith says, what if the president really needed a nap? Okay, and your report upset him so much that he was unable to take that nap, and then he faced the television cameras looking tired. What kind of message does that send to terrorists? I say, that he's working hard? Agent Smith says, no, Marin. It says Bush looks tired. We're getting to him. America's resolve against terrorism is wavering. He's putty in our hands. You Democrats are always missing the big picture with your reports and your facts. I say, but what about the weapons and the stolen message in Chicago? Agent Smith said, I'll send your information through proper channels. In the meantime, I'll expect your weak, liberal, disloyal, democratic resignation on my desk in 15 minutes. Goodbye, traitor. As I closed the door behind me, I could hear the sound of an industrial shredder destroying an important national security document and laughter. I'm sorry, Chicago. I tried. I woke up and my bed was filled with calligraphy pens. Calligraphy pens. Who knew? Those keep getting. I just made that. Did you see what I just did?
That was excellent.
Right. Thank you very much. I have a garbage can here, and occasionally we'll throw a little water at pieces. Did you notice that, Susan?
Yes.
It was pretty good. Yes. It was impressive. That voice that you don't recognize right off. Maybe you do. Are your friends listening?
No. I can say that definitively.
Renee, a friend of yours?
Susan Jacoby is on the mic, again, the author of Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism. She's director of the Center of Inquiry, Metro New York. Now, look, we've taken calls. There's evolution is back in the courts. Can we just make it clear to people that might not understand that it was the founding fathers' desire to have a secular country? Yes?
Yes.
And could you explain why and where that comes from?
Yes. When they wrote the, not a secular country,
right.
A secular government.
Right.
That's the whole thing that gets
I'm
all.
I'm sorry. I want a secular
all
country.
All
I'm
messed
sorry.
Up now. That's a whole other
okay.
issue. We're not ever going to have a secular country. But anyway,
yeah.
They wrote a constitution which deliberately and after much debate left God out and instead said we the people in order to form a more perfect union. This was then debated at the state ratifying conventions. The Pat Robertsons of the day predicted that God would, quote, crush us to atoms in the wreck if we left God out of the Constitution. There were attempts by several states to amend that part of the Constitution. They all failed. Now, what happened then is the religious right of its day lost the battle for a religious constitution.
Right.
And by the way, it was the first secular founding document of a government in the world, because at that time, church and state were united virtually everywhere.
Well,
that's been
the way that that people were managed. I mean, they know that the church held the power over the people, and
right.
that they could exploit the people's fears very easily by tapping into their religious center, their manipulated lizard brains, and that would be
right.
it.
I mean, when you look back at it, historically, it's very obvious why. And by the way, the people who wanted a secular government were not all free thinkers or deists or anything like that. Some of them were religious people who are equally concerned about freedom of religion from government interference.
But were they in the Illuminati? That's the big question.
Oh, the Illuminati. Oh, the Illuminati. It's too early in the morning for the Illuminati. It's sort of like space aliens and
so
things like that.
Yeah, yeah. They are part of it, the space aliens. They all tie in. Well, of course, we
are. Well, they were here in the 18th century, too. That's why God isn't in the Constitution.
Exactly.
Space aliens kidnapped John Adams and people like that and made them somehow. Look, it's
enough
it's,
said.
It's just so easy to understand, though. I mean, look at what a mess the union of church and state had made everywhere in the world. And so the founding fathers took a look at this. And by the way, at the time, our state governments, most of them did have established religions. And the people who wrote the federal constitution took a look at that and said, we don't want that. We want a different model for the American national government. And that will be a model in which there's no established church, in which you don't have to have any religion at all to run for public office, a very important provision of the federal constitution. And why would they? I mean, they were 100 years removed from a time when Catholics and Protestants were massacring each other over the exact wording of the Lord's Prayer.
Wow. So how close are we in your eyes to this being a threat again, to the Constitution being amended or toward a movement of that?
Oh, I don't, you know, I think that the religious right of today is much smarter than that. Amending the Constitution is very difficult. The Constitution isn't going to be amended to declare Jesus Christ the supreme authority as a bunch of Protestant ministers wanted to during the Civil War. But there are just other ways to do this, and the Bush administration has found all of them. Look, I'll give you a good example. Not a word was said about this by the Democrats during the campaign. A few weeks ago, in the closing weeks of the campaign, the Bush administration announces proudly, trumpets blaring, the first faith-based health insurance plan for government workers. Mm. It is a plan based on the doctrines of the Roman Catholic Church being offered to federal employees in Illinois. Doesn't cover contraception, abortion, all of that.
Well, we're going to come back and finish this discussion because a lot of people are saying Democrats should figure out a way to be more religious and pander to the religious right. I want to hear what you have to think about that. We're talking to Susan Jacoby. We will continue talking to her in just a second. Her book is A History of American Secularism, Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism. So stay with us here on Air America Radio.
The best of morning sedition on Air America Radio.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me. You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Hey, it's 34 past the hour. Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley, with a mouthful of bagel. If you're listening to Morning Sedition, we're going to resume our conversation with Susan Jacoby in a moment. But first, since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 142. Leaders of Iraq. Good morning, yes. So I hear that most of your insurgents are homegrown Iraqis and not a bunch of foreign agitators. Yeah, I know we've been telling everyone just the opposite for months, so we were wrong. That doesn't bother us so much anymore. And anyway, I think it's a damn good idea. You're just following a good old-fashioned American philosophy. Never trust a foreigner. Right, okay, good. You're right. That includes me. Why should you trust me? Go ahead. Shoot at me. Haha, missed. Anyway, foreigners just dilute your culture. You don't want to end up with a crazy melting pot like we have. I mean, America's got Irish problems out the wazoo. And the Dutch, Jesus, the pushy Dutch. Are you kidding me? Okay, you're right. I'm off topic. Iraq for Iraqis. That's what I'm saying. Besides, when it gets down to the ugly fighting, who are you going to trust? Syrian mercenaries? Moroccans? Please. Those guys are just like tourists with guns. Well, look, I resent that. We are not tourists with guns. We're here to bring you democracy and freedom. We've been over that 100 times. You don't listen, do you? Just listen. The fact that your insurgents are almost entirely Iraqi is actually convenient for us. That means we don't have to kill everyone in the Middle East all at once. Besides, we don't have nearly enough troops or bullets to do that. But you didn't hear that from me. So good luck and God bless. And by God, I mean our God. This is day 142 of Iraq, birth of a nation, live free or die. Susan Jacoby, I interrupted you in the middle of telling me what a faith-based insurance policy is. I apologize.
Oh, well, anyway, it goes through an outfit called the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis, who run six Catholic hospitals in Illinois. It doesn't cover contraception, abortion, artificial insemination, any high-tech infertility. The church doesn't approve of that either. Now, why this is so terrible?
They like people to get pregnant the old-fashioned way, by accident.
No, yeah. Absolutely. Also, they believe that any form of conception, which so often when infertile couples get treated, it's done in vitro or through some form of artificial insemination, that anything that doesn't involve straight sex, as we say, is an evil way to conceive. But anyway... But what, you know, our tax dollars at work. I mean, what's next? The Jehovah's Witness health plan that bans blood transfusions?
Right.
People would think that's ridiculous, and it shows how wrong the whole thing is, because now government officials are in the business of deciding which religion is mainstream enough to qualify for tax dollars.
And that's how they're circumventing the amendment process.
Right. I mean, some of these things will undoubtedly be challenged in court someday, but we know what kinds of judges George W. Bush has pledged to try to point.
Right.
Incredible. You're familiar with the situation in Cobb County, Georgia, where they're fighting these stickers that they put in the textbooks.
Right.
I'm curious, from your point of view, what is wrong with the concept of intelligent design?
What's wrong with the concept of intelligent design? Well, us.
there's
nothing wrong with the concept of intelligent design as a religious concept. Intelligent design is believed in by people who believe that every, you know, his eye is on the sparrow. Every little creature on earth was created by God. And so all of these things, which not only Darwin's theory of evolution, but more importantly, modern discoveries about DNA and genetics say, which is so much in human evolution, is a combination of circumstances and accidents, how various species evolved. And that of course, you know, look, scientifically, if everything was designed by one person, they would have, you know, why would God go to all this trouble to have all these species die out? I mean, you know, why create a species of dinosaurs just to die out?
And wouldn't everything have like the sort of evolutionary equivalent of the Nike swoosh on it?
But what's wrong with teaching intelligent design in schools is that it's a religious belief. It's not a scientific belief.
And kids deserve a fact-based education.
Yes, and it's the function of churches or parents who believe in this to say, look, we don't, what moderate religion has done, and this is a fundamentalist concept, by the way, because most mainstream religions, including the Catholic Church, adapted to evolution ultimately by saying, look, evolution can be the mechanism by which God chose to, chose to create the world. That's different from intelligent design, which posits an entire God-driven thing from start to end. And it's a religious concept, and there's nothing wrong with it if you're a religious fundamentalist.
So you just say that Adam and Eve were actually, you know, single-celled organisms.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
They were not.
And the Bible picks up when they turn into something better, by which time they've done the guy. You know, people capable of lying and sinning, and this is the Creator's plan.
Yeah, there's just a little backstory that lasted a few million years.
Right.
Is this, in your judgment, an incremental step towards something bigger than just putting a sticker in a textbook? I mean, what is their end game here?
Well, I think the end game, and again, we should be clear, it's fundamentalist, not religion. One of the worst things about this era we're living in is the word religion has been hijacked by the religious right, as if everybody who were religious was also a fundamentalist.
I get a lot of flack for it.
Yeah.
They think I'm lumping all Christians in.
Right.
Right.
Well, it's important to say their end game is to intimidate school boards and teachers and school principals so that they don't use the word evolution at all in class. That's their end game. And in many parts of the country, they've succeeded. Not here in New York City, where we're talking from, but in lots of areas of the country, and I've done a lot of speaking this year as a result of my book, the word evolution is never mentioned in high school biology classes because teachers and school boards have been intimidated by these people. That's censorship at a level that you don't see.
Wow. The book is called Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism. We're talking to Susan Jacoby. Now, what about this idea that Democrats should figure out a way to speak religion?
I am completely opposed to this idea, and of course, I know the Democrat National Committee is going to hire me as a consultant tomorrow. But in fact, Democrats have been very intimidated by the religious right.
Yes.
And certainly John Kerry, who was nevertheless perceived as the secular candidate, did not speak forthrightly. You didn't hear anything about this faith-based health insurance, for example, from him, because Democrats are now so scared that they feel that any challenge to union of church and state is perceived as anti-religious. I think, seriously, one of the things Democrats must do in the next 4 years is learn how to talk about separation of church and state and say, forget about the fundamentalists. You can't argue with people who believe the earth was literally created in 6 days. But they're not the majority. They're
right.
Maybe at most 20% of the population, and they are always going to vote for candidates who represent the religious right. But there are other religious people who don't believe in a literal interpretation of the Bible, and to those people you can say, you can have your faith and believe in separation of church and state. That was exactly what many of the founders of the country did. You know, I recently lectured at the University of Central Arkansas, which is a smaller state university north of Little Rock, and many of the students didn't entirely agree with my ideas, but they would begin their questions. They would say things like, I'm a Christian, but I believe in separation of church and state. I am a Christian, but I believe that homosexuals should have the same civil rights as anyone else. Now, in other words, they're people who are defined in part by their religion, and they're looking for a way for people to tell them that they can believe in secular government, too.
Great. Well, let's take some calls from the people. 866-303-2270. We're talking to Susan Jacoby. If you'd like to talk to her, too, call us. We'll be back in a second. It's 42 past the hour, Air America Radio.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
I've promised one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Get to your local AutoZone store today and help AutoZone say thanks this holiday season to those serving in America's Armed Forces. AutoZone, with the help of the USO, has just established the AutoZone Yellow Ribbon Fund to support our military and their families worldwide. Stop by your local AutoZone store before December 24th and make a donation in-store of any amount to the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The contributions will fund USO programs and services to benefit our troops worldwide. Get in the zone, AutoZone, right now and say thanks to those who've answered our country's call to serve.
1 pound, you got it.
Los poblanos, están ahí.
How can I help you, man?
Thank you.
This is the sound of a small business hard at work in New York City. A business that is powered by Business Smart from HSBC Bank.
$9 a pound.
Business Smart from HSBC is a different kind of business banking. It's an energy source for small business. a source of ideas, a source of smarts. With Business Smart, you get free business checking with 300 monthly transactions.
Thank you.
No minimum balance requirement, free online bill pay, a dedicated 24/7 service line, and more.
Baker's dozen, everything on.
What is Business Smart from HSBC? A source of power for your small business. Stop in any HSBC branch or call 877-HSBC-BIZ.
Thank you.
HSBC, the world's local bank. HSBC Bank USA, National Association Member FDIC.
Thank you. Please call me again.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying the biggest selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
8:48, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley. Our guest is Susan Jacoby, the author of Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism. We were talking about church and state, and we were just talking about the religious right. And it's turning out that, as she said, the majority of people still believe in the separation of church and state. And there's a lot of propaganda coming out of the fundamentalist movement that is really affecting us because of the outcome of this election. But let's not forget, in most of the red states, there's a very large contingent of people that are thinking properly. Like us.
That's right.
All right, so let's take a couple of calls. We've got Brandon in Hollywood, Florida. Good morning.
Hi, Brandon.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. All right.
What's your question?
Well, first I wanted to say that I was a volunteer for Move On, and I'm still angry.
Yeah.
I haven't accepted the fact that they say he won. I haven't accepted the fact that it was legitimate. There's a lot of reports coming out. And I just wanted to say I appreciate everything you guys are doing and keeping the truth out there, because I think you're a dying breed. I know you're just coming up, but if you're eliminated, then that's it. It's over.
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be a recount at the behest of the Libertarian and Green Party candidates in Ohio.
In Ohio,
so
yeah.
If that happens. So you have a question for Susan?
Yeah, I do. I have a friend of mine that's a theology teacher. It's actually a friend of mine's mother, and I debated with her until I was red in the face. I mean, any fact that was necessary, it didn't matter. The only thing that mattered to her was the fact that she couldn't vote for someone that was pro-choice. And when I brought up the question of church and state, she told me that there is no possible separation because religion is within you, and it is a part of you, and inherently you cannot separate it. I mean, what do you think about that?
Thanks for your call, Brandon.
It's an interesting question.
Well, you know, one of the things, I think that's the kind of person the Democrats have to forget about as a voter. In other words, you can't forget about them in your personal life.
Yeah.
But I think those people cannot be appealed to. But they're a very small part of the electorate. I mean, if you look at this famous thing about 22% said moral values mattered most to them, when you break that down, only a small proportion of the press just always thinks moral means sex. But in fact, a lot of them were thinking about the war in Iraq. Only some of them were thinking about abortion. You can't change people's minds like that by arguing. But what you can do with other religious people who want to hold both ideas in their heads, which is a sign of intelligence, is you can say, look, I mean, of course your religion is within you and other people's religion is within them, but we have to make laws based on a kind of consensus, laws which are acceptable to the majority majority of people.
Democratic, maybe?
Not laws which reflect the viewpoint of one religion. And I think that that religious people respond to that. Again, not the kind of people the caller was talking about,
right,
but a lot of religious people.
Well, let's talk to Mike in Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How are you guys doing?
Good. All right.
What's on your mind?
This is a beautiful subject for me to talk about. I grew up in a household with a fundamentalist mother.
Mm-hmm.
I turned very, very much against her belief.
Mm-hmm.
I then married a woman who, after I divorced her, turned into a fundamentalist Christian.
Wow. So you've just created another one of your moms out there.
There's wreckage all around me. And I had a daughter with this woman, and now she's turning my daughter onto this. And it's highly disturbing. And I guess I have the frustration that everyone else does, where you cannot talk to these people because they, you know, both of these women believe in the 6 days or 7 days.
And the rapture.
6,000-year-old earth rapture.
Right.
Everything.
Right. So what's your question?
My question is, other than pulling out a cudgel and beating the crap out of both of them, who in American politics is it going to take to talk to these, not the fundamentalists, but the fringe religious people? And is there anybody on the Democratic side that anyone knows of that can talk to these people and pull them in?
Well, we'll make some inquiries, but we'll try and address that question. Thanks a lot for your call, Mike. I don't know. You know, the weird thing about that last call, the call before his about that you're born with this religious thing, is that, you know, one of my favorite books is Ernest Becker's Denial of Death. And he makes an argument on some level that people aren't born with religion, but they do evolve over time, that there has evolved a need to believe in something, which I think is probably true. So that also gives hope to political movements as well, and hopefully somebody can cross this gap. Do you see anybody?
Well, I mean, I think that there are probably a lot of people who could cross this gap if they had some courage. I think the Democratic Party is full of people who can cross this gap. But what we've seen in the last 4 years, and last actually to some extent in the last 20, is people who are too cowardly, who've decided that people are too stupid to understand that separation of church and state offers protection for both religion and government. Now, Kerry, I will give him credit, tried, but he didn't try hard enough. His personality was such that whatever he said was very cautious,
mm-hmm,
and very opaque. And, you know, you can't get anywhere by backing away from who you are. That's what I would tell a Democratic National Committee. They're not going to be perceived as less secular because they evade these issues. They should take them on and say, look, you know, we stand for religious liberty and for separation of church and state. And then we're going to tell you what that means. And those of you who don't like this aren't going to vote for us anyway.
Well, that's a great way to end our conversation. I think Susan Jacoby is the author of Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism, and the director of the Center for Inquiry, Metro New York. Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it.
I think you should hang out because I want you to hear this.
I will.
This next guest. Every Wednesday, we bring you the latest news from the front lines of the 4-year global war being waged by the Bush administration. Here now is war correspondent Mort Milfington with today's dispatch from the War on Brains.
Thank you, George and Condi. Dateline, the Twilight Zone, a very stupid place deep within a cornfield where so many innocents have languished since they were wished there by George W. Mumy. It's a pop culture reference, people, get over it. November 17th, it is now 2 weeks from that fateful day when our great citadel of empirical thought was laid siege by an out-of-control gaggle of hebetudinous apes. And though things may look kind of bad now, there is a positive side. It took the South 140 years to pay the North back for ending slavery, so chew on that while you're waiting for all those Canadian visas to arrive. In the meantime, the battle continues for those of us who refuse to leave this country due to patriotism, love of liberty, and 20-year-old felony convictions. Hey, you're not drunk or nude if you're in your own front yard. And I was nowhere near the sidewalk. Anywho, seizing the 3% mandate bequeathed him by this land's great lumpen proletariat, President Jobber Noel will now almost certainly expose what's left of our failing educational system, including his high schools, to the most insidious adolescent torment since rickets. The No Child Left Behind Act. More embarrassing than an uncontrollable math class boner, the actions of this malapropistic nincompoop are sure to affect this country's future gene pool worse than the time Kraft Foods debuted Velveeta with lead. Velveeta with lead, a good source of protein. And lead. Before in due time, our fearless leader plans to replace Education Secretary Rod Page, if that's his real name, a friend who once called the country's largest teachers' union a terrorist organization, with a woman who has no experience running a school system whatsoever. Shameful. Ignominious. But what more can you expect from a man who cut classes at Harvard while his classmates study their asses out to become overrated comedy writers? The answer is a big lead-filled, huh? I can't remember. I'm anemic, and I think I have gout. So now, till next time, freedom fighters, teach your kids some street smarts, because that's where they're going to end up living. And that's today's dispatch from
The War on Brains.
Hey, wow. Thanks, Mort. Thanks.
Appreciate that.
It's always good to see you.
Hey, you didn't just call me Condi, did you?
No, that was producer Larson told me to say that.
Oh, okay.
Clutch Larson. Yeah. So Mort, what do you got going today?
I got nothing going. This is my whole life. I've centered my life around this very moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did it. You're doing
That's pathetic.
Hey, thanks, Late. I didn't ask for your opinion.
You belong in Washington.
Hey, you need religion.
Oh!
All right, thanks.
Oh, that hurts.
Thanks, Mark. Always good to see you.
Hey, Mark, by the way, did you know
what?
That there are some employees at an office building in Little Rock, Arkansas?
Yeah.
Which I think, didn't you say you were in Arkansas recently?
I was.
Okay, well, the employees have been asked to leave their deer hunting rifles home because the president and three former presidents are coming to town to open Bill Clinton's presidential library. This was a memo that was distributed to 420 employees of the Axiom Corporation in its 12-story sales and marketing building.
So take them off the racks, guys.
Yeah, put them away. Leave them on the truck.
The unarmed pickup today.
Leave their deer hunting rifles
at home.
And now, haiku from professional wrestler Mick Foley.
Republican lies. Too many people believe. I shall smack them down.
This has been Morning Sedition Haiku with Mick Foley.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
John Madden here to tell you about the Ace Hardware one-day sale happening this Friday, November 26th. Get a Black & Decker laser level and stud finder only $19.99 after a $15 mail-in rebate. A twin pack of the new Lockjaw self-adjusting locking pliers is only $19.99, available exclusively at Ace. Find great deals like these at Ace's one-day sale. Doors open at 7 a.m., so make plans to shop early. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities may be limited, available only at participating Ace stores.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on spotting illusions. When comparing mutual funds, a high return is only high if it's still there after expenses and taxes. After all, if you don't get to keep it, did you really make it? So always ask, how much of this is mine? Then call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Good morning. I'm Matt Nelko for Air America Radio News. In Moscow, a hostage situation has ended, Vladimir Isachenkov reports.
Two Russian soldiers, twin brothers, deserted their unit near Moscow, killed two police officers who tried to apprehend them, then hijacked a minibus, seized several hostages, and holed up in a house.
A police spokesman says one of the soldiers shot himself dead after a siege and police captured the other. Russian officials say the two soldiers fled from their unit with assault rifles and ammo clips. Isachenkov further reports the Russian military is demoralized for two primary reasons.
People don't want their children to serve in the military just because of widespread hazing, abysmal conditions, and crime.
Desertions, killings, and other violent crimes have plagued the underfunded and demoralized Russian military. Ukraine's opposition leader has raised the stakes in his standoff with the Kremlin-backed prime minister, asking the country's Supreme Court to declare the recent presidential election results invalid. Thousands of supporters of Viktor Yushchenko's supporters have spent four nights outside in the bitter cold to protest authorities' decision to declare Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych as the winner. Meantime, Secretary of State Colin Powell is blasting the recent election, saying it was riddled with fraud. Powell says the United States cannot accept a victory by Yanukovych as legitimate, and he warned that there would be serious consequences to the American-Ukraine relationship if these allegations of fraud aren't cleared up. In Iraq, no holiday break from the violence. An American civilian working as an education consultant has been killed in an attack in Baghdad. The State Department says James Mullen was in a vehicle hit by gunfire outside the protected green zone. In Fallujah, U.S. and Iraqi forces uncovered the largest yet weapons cache inside a mosque led by a key insurgent leader. And an audio tape was posted on an Islamic website in which a man identified as Jordanian terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi condemned the Sunni Muslim clerical establishment in Iraq for abandoning the Iraqi resistance movement. The New York Times reports the tape's authenticity has not been confirmed. Washington State is closer to having a new governor. Republican candidate Dino Rossi's campaign is already referring to Rossi as the governor-elect after a recount showed Rossi pulled off a razor-thin win in the governor's race over Democratic Attorney General Christine Gregoire. The recount gives Rossi the victory by only 42 votes out of nearly 3 million cast. But Gregoire says the 42-vote margin equals a tied race and that every vote should be counted. Another recount would keep the nation's last undecided gubernatorial race in doubt until at least Christmas. United Airlines is asking a federal bankruptcy judge to allow it to scrap its union contracts. The nation's cash-strapped number two airline says it needs another $725 million in givebacks to stay airborne. United wants to drop traditional pensions in addition to the $2.5 billion United employees have already made in concessions. For Air America Radio News, I'm Matt Melko.
Musicians, get the gear you need today and pay way later, like 2006 later. We've negotiated with top manufacturers to get you no payments, no interest financing for over a year on gear. It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2006 financing event. No payments for 14 months on guitars, keyboards, drums, recording, live sound, and DJ. And get this, portable keyboards starting at just $79. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2006 financing event. Don't miss it. GuitarCenter.com.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Unfiltered. Thursday on Unfiltered. Turn off that boob tube. Those giant balloon animals and Mindy Patinkin lip syncing will go on without you. Yes, you. Give Matt and Katie and their festive mittens and smart suits a rest. Shove something in your ears instead of a turkey lurkey. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio. It's 6 past the hour, and this is the best of Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, painters of pictures. Good morning to you. Who's that guy on TV with the afro? Dead Bob Ross.
Yeah.
You know what? I love watching that guy. And, you know, it's not, and I don't like his paintings, but it's sort of like, and here comes a little birdie. And you're like, oh my God, look at that little birdie. But I don't really like his paintings, all right? I was brought up, I'm sort of an art snob, and what was just the reason I'm bringing this up. Painting's tough, man. My buddy Phil's a painter, and, you know, some cats, you can paint all you want, but if you know when you're in the hands of greatness when you look at a painting. And the reason I'm talking about this is that Kalo was telling me that he wants to go. Kale, you want to go to the new Museum of Modern Art? Because it opens when? Today?
Actually, it opens Saturday.
It opened last Saturday?
No, it opens this Saturday.
It's probably going to be a big shindig, right? Woody Allen will be there, the mayor, a lot of people, right? Probably one of those kind of things. Local musicians who are a part of the Debutante Society of New York, all the intellectuals. But we're not going.
No.
But I want to go with you because I was brought up with the Museum of Modern Art all my life. Even when we lived in New Mexico, my mother would fly back. Because she was a painter. We would fly back. I remember waiting online to see the Picasso retrospective. Basically, the entire museum was Picasso. I can't even remember what that. It must have been in the 70s. We went to the Whitney to see the Cezanne retrospective. She used to fly back, and we'd go do that. She'd drag me to the museum all the time, so it's really part of my childhood. And I've got a real sort of love for the Museum of Modern Art. And we were just saying, it was so funny because Riley was, he said, where is it? Riley's like, I don't know. Like, you know every dive bar in the city, every restaurant in the world, but the Museum of Modern Art, I don't know where that one is.
No, I know it's on 53rd between 5th and 6th.
But here
I
we
know
go.
Where it is.
I know. I'm just.
I mean, it was out in Queens for.
It was in Long Island City
for
a little
while.
I didn't actually go when I was out there, but I am excited about it. And, you know, because we were having this discussion about classical music, because you started listening to classical music.
Yeah, recently.
But just listening to it because you dig it, right?
Yeah.
And Kayla was like, I don't know if I like it because, you know, I don't understand anything about it. And I don't understand anything about it either. I can listen to it for a few minutes, but there's so many things to classical music, like the nuances, the structure, the different tones of this, the that. There's 100 different guys. There are thousands of different guys that do it. You got to really get involved with the nuances of the performers, of the times, of the structure, in order to really dig it all the way down to the bone.
Well, maybe, but here's the other side. You listen to stuff. If you like it, you go buy it, and you learn from reading the liner notes.
No, I dig that. Even with jazz, I do that. But there's some jazz heads, and there's some cats like my mom's boyfriend, Skiddly Bop, jazz man John, you know, who knows all the. Well, he's really into vocal melody, so he knows all the vocalists, you know. And I don't know any of those cats. I know some rock and roll guys, you know, because I was brought up with rock and roll. I know a lot of blues guys, but you get this feeling sometimes you're intimidated by, like, you know, in order to really get something, you got to know all this stuff. And you said, no, that's not true. You just got to like it. And then we were talking about painting, and he said something very interesting, Mark Riley. I'm like, for me, I'm a snob because I jam on paintings. You know, I got a feeling that I know a good painting when I see one because my mom was a painter. She's okay. But my buddy Phil is a great painter, and I look at Phil Bauer's work, and I'm like, I know that's a whole finished thing. And you basically said it doesn't matter what you know about painting. If you like the four dogs playing poker, that's okay.
That's okay. Buy it and bring it home. Do you know how many black houses had those paintings? The black love posters.
All right, well, the black light posters of with the woman with the afro and the boobs sticking
out. For some people, that's art.
No, it's not art. It's a picture.
Well, yeah, but for some people, they will say, and look, let me tell you something. guys have gotten girls this way. Okay, bring them back to the
Let
house.
Let me show you my Jaguar poster. Yeah, yeah.
There's a commercial out now with a guy went out and bought a picture of a it looks like Jim Kelly, guy in a big kung fu outfit with a huge afro.
Yeah.
And his wife walks in and looks at him, walks right back at him.
But okay, well I guess that's in the world of affordable art on some level. But
yeah, cheap.
Is it really art? I mean, I know there was an elevation of black light art, of black velvet pictures and the dogs, but the dogs were never original. That was either on a tapestry or a fake painting, a poster. But velvet paintings you could really get. And some people celebrate that type of art in sort of a campy way. And also some people celebrate outsider art and found art. Like, you know, if you find a painting by somebody who's just living in the Midwest who tried painting at a thrift store, there's something endearing about that. And it's got qualities that sort of transcend the average just, you know, schlock that is sold at flea markets or whatever, and new stuff like, you know, velvet paintings. But
new stuff like velvet.
Well, no, you know, it's a weird sort of line between fine art and art. But, you know, I got a friend whose wife's mother deals in outsider art, which is, you know, these are these marginal characters. Some of them, you know, schizophrenic. Some of them are, you know, mentally a little compromised, but they noodle away at things and they do amazing work. And even that is having a hard time being justified as art. Needless to say, I'd like to go on Monday. This is a great thing about New York City. You know, when anyone says
it
about New York City.
It is truly one of the great things. You're absolutely right that you have this kind of, you have access to this kind
of. You got the Met, you got the Whitney, you got the Guggenheim, you got the Modern, you got all the galleries. My buddy Phil tells me what paintings to go see on the cutting edge of what's happening in art right now.
Really?
But there's something comforting about the Modern Museum, the Modern Art Museum, the Museum of Modern Art. There's something comforting about going to the Whitney because they've always been there. And, you know, from my childhood, I remember going to those places. Like, I remember seeing the Alexander Calder retrospective when I was a kid, which was a blast because all he did was mobiles. Everything was dangling in the air, giant shapes moving around. Then they had this thing called Calder Circus, which forever was in the foyer of the Whitney.
Yeah.
It was just this little thing, this interactive circus that he bent out of wires and made little weird forms. And everything worked, like the trapeze artist and everything. You'd recognize a Calder thing if you saw it. They're these giant mobiles with sort of floating shapes that I can't even explain it any better than that.
You don't have to explain it any better than that. Folks, come to New York, see for yourself.
Man, the Jackson Pollock retrospective was great, too. Where was that? I remember seeing that. My wife's a big fan of, what's that guy's name? Oh, I always forget his name. Anyways, I like going to see the paintings. And even the Metropolitan has a great modern wing. I'm just blabbing away.
Well, hey, man, there's nothing wrong with talking about art.
I love it. My mom was a big fan of the Impressionists, so I had that plowed into my head. Impressionists.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I got
that. Cezanne fan.
I can't draw a stick figure, so I really tend not to get too deep into art. Music was what, you know, that was my thing.
It's funny, like you said, like in the last week you've told me you can't make a sandwich and you can't draw a stick figure.
I can't make, did I say I couldn't make a sandwich?
You basically said.
No, I couldn't make a wrap.
Oh, right.
No,
I'm sorry. You're right. That's much more complicated.
That's much more complicated.
It's a whole different method.
It's flat. It's a tortilla. You got to put stuff in it. You got to fold it up so it doesn't squirt all over you.
Oddly, you know, that is something that in the rules of life, according to Dan Passman, will be discussed tomorrow. I think, I don't know which one he's going to choose, but we are going to do Passman's rules tomorrow. Dan Passman, of course, son of Lewis and Linda Passman of New Jersey. Grandson of the famous liberal judge, Morris Passman of New Jersey.
And quite a rapper.
Yeah, definitely a rapper. Let's hear that thing that Dan put together today, can we, Kayla?
Which one?
You know, the Condoleezza Rice one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pleased to announce my nomination of Dr. Condoleezza Rice to be America's Secretary of State. During the last 4 years, I've relied on her counsel.
There's only you in my life.
Benefited from her great experience,
the
strength, the grace.
I guess you could say it was love at first sight.
My first love.
I'm very grateful to you, my dear friend and mentor. I am very much looking forward to joining the fraternity.
And now I'm honored that she's agreed to serve in my cabinet.
It is humbling.
I can't tell you how much I love Connie Rice.
He is one of the finest public servants our nation has ever produced.
I can't tell you how lucky I am. No one
else will. It was my honor to serve alongside him.
And when we come together.
Now, that's an image that I particularly like.
Connie's true ambition is beyond my power to grant.
We have one future that binds us.
that Condi Rice is the right person for that challenge.
There you go. Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Condi Rice, the woman who said that terrorism wasn't a priority. After the August 6th PDB.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Paul Thompson, who's going to come in after this. He's been on the show before a couple of times. His book, The Terror Timeline, is just a mind-blowing, historical, sort of well-founded in real press articles from 1979 or so, when Osama bin Laden was created.
A generation ago.
When he was fighting against the Russians with the Mujahideen, all the way up until the moment. And I imagine he's added some new things, and I think it's something we need to talk about now that, for some reason, now that the elections are over, it doesn't seem to be coming up much from the administration about, in talking about terrorism. Today, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so he'll be back, and we've got maybe Mark the Shark will be here. I don't know. It depends what kind of calls we get. We've got
Was supposed to be coming by, right?
You never know. You know what? I'm not even going to tease it like that because I think it ruins it. We'll be back in a second with Paul Thompson, 16 after the hour, Air America Radio.
MorningSedition.com. Our guests, our comedy, your blog. MorningSedition.com. The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Planet Check goes to India. Holy cow!
The ambulance for the cattle is really used to treat these cows which are suffering from disease and nobody could figure it out.
That's architect Sashi Patel.
Finally they found out that the cows don't eat the regular grass and hay because their stomachs are filled with plastic bags.
Discarded food is utterly a bad idea.
Some of them are stray cows which are roaming the streets, would eat the food from the plastic bag. These bags don't come out at the other end.
Veterinarians removed over 100 pounds of plastic from the cow's stomach. Thanks to a grant, the ambulance is now going from village to village treating sick cows.
Human beings will get better health because they'll get the milk that these cows provide. You've got to thank the Rotary Foundation for looking at the humanitarian cause in helping the cows.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Marge Burns heard and ordered her Zocor and saved $60 on a 90-day supply. Charlie Sumner heard and saved $35 on his Lipitor. If you are buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. AARP Magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. In fact, the state government of Illinois has visited Advocare's facility and concluded that their procedures are exceeding the United States government's requirements. And now you too can save by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are delivered right to your door and you save up to 85%. It's so easy and the money you will save is incredible. Don't pay higher prices just because you live in the U.S. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
What's the coolest, most sophisticated car on the road?
No question, Jaguar.
And what's the coolest high-performance gasoline?
Easy,
Emeco Ultimate. And how cool would it be to win a brand-new Jaguar plus a year's worth of Emeco Ultimate from BP?
Really cool.
Unbelievably cool.
Hey.
be cool. From now till November 30th, when you stop at any participating BP station to fill up with Amoco Ultimate, you can learn how to win a Jaguar and 1 year's worth of Amoco Ultimate gasoline, plus thousands of other prizes like $500 in gasoline. So stop in at BP, then log on to www.premiumrewards.com to enter. Entering the full rules at www.premiumrewards.com. No purchase necessary. One entry per household per day. Open to legal U.S. residents, but void in Alaska, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, and were prohibited or restricted. Must be 21 years or older and a licensed driver. Employees of BP and related companies not eligible. 10 grand prizes, 2005 Jaguar X-Type Sport, and $1,200 of BP gas cards. ARV $39,370. 250 first prizes of $500 BP gas cards. 750 second prizes of $100 BP gas cards. And 9,000 third prizes of $25 BP gas cards. Overall odds of winning depend on number of entries received. Taxes, responsibility of winner. Sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2004.
So, enter, or maybe you'll win.
Cool.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
On Air America Radio's Morning Edition. Welcome, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 1260 AM KTRC. That is Air America's 40th affiliate.
Yeah.
And because of that, we are on in real time. I waited to say hi because some of you might be up now. Because I believe it's 2 hours earlier than here in New York. Okay, of course I know that. My father lives there. Anyways, I will be appearing at Giggles in Seattle on December 3rd and 4th, and both nights will be recorded for a new CD, www.gigglescomedyclub.com. If you're listening in Seattle, which is 3 hours before now, but hopefully that'll bring in some people. You can also give us feedback whenever you want by leaving us a voice message. The Morning Sedition mailbox is taking your call, so go to morningsedition.com for the number and other details about that. Before I get to the Palm Pilot quickly, I remember the name of the artist that my wife turned me on to, who I love, and I didn't know his name before, Philip Guston.
Ah.
Or maybe Guston. Is it Guston? Do you know Paul Thompson? Paul Thompson, the author of The Terror Timeline, is sitting here. Who was your favorite painter?
I don't know. I like the Surrealists.
So does Kent Jones. Kent the Colonel Jones just said he likes the Surrealists. It's interesting. I wonder what you two have in common, because I was never a Surrealist guy. I was an abstract expressionist guy. Mark Rothko was my favorite for years. Just like the big floating colors, I just love him. I love him. Riley, who you're I guess the guy who painted the four dogs playing poker.
No, Stay High 149 is my favorite artist.
Graffiti artist.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I just read an article about them. But let's get to this. I could talk art for a long time, but we have terror to talk about, which is not an art form, but a mode of warfare. But first, we've got some guy in a navy blazer and a crest on his jacket brought the Palm Pilot today. I don't know. Maybe Ramon has got a post. Maybe he's in.
Get nominated?
I don't know. Well, here's Tom DeLay's Palm Pilot for this morning. 6 a.m., wake up. Lie, cheat, steal, hit snooze alarm. 6:15 a.m., lie, cheat, steal. Ah, that's better. 7 a.m., breakfast, redistrict plates so that bacon will always have power over eggs. 8 a.m., pressure country club official until rules are changed so that the highest score wins in golf. 12 noon, lunch, steak, potatoes with sour cream and butter, pecan pie. Change dietary laws so that cholesterol is good for your heart. 2 p.m., redraw map of Texas so that it includes parts of New Mexico. And new counties each day until someone notices. 3 p.m., hurry across town for illegal fundraising meeting. Note, if police stop me, accuse cops of engaging in the politics of personal destruction. 10 p.m., marital relations. Note, explain to wife that under the new rules, she has to wear the French maid's outfits because those are the new rules. 11 p.m., sleep, go to dreamland, lie, cheat, and steal. Paul Thompson, back in the house, author of The Terror Timeline, who lives in New Zealand but has not been back to New Zealand because you're here. You have some family stuff. You're a new uncle.
That's right.
You congratulations.
You put the little kid on your knee with your book of a million pages and go, let's start at Bin Laden. This is the Bin Laden man with his silly hat. Do you do that?
Not quite yet.
I'd give the kid a couple of years.
Yeah.
So now, you know, this is one of my favorite books on I love books like this because it's got everything in it. You start with the creation of Bin Laden during the Mujahideen and the Islamic Arabs, as Peter Bergen calls them, and then you move all the way through 9/11 and past it. Have you added any new stuff recently?
Yeah, well, when the book is going to come out next year or the year after, hopefully we'll have a new edition with new information, and the website, we're putting up new information. And I just found out some really interesting stuff. There's a lot of people helping me out, and somebody sent me something yesterday. Not a lot of people know about this, but there are a number of war games that were going on at the time of 9/11.
Right.
The U.S. military was conducting exercises, and we know of at least three exercises. One of them was
any of them bombing the World Trade Center?
Well, get this. Right. One of them was actually this thing called the Reconnaissance Office, which is kind of a CIA thing, kind of a military thing, a joint department, and they had an exercise where they had a building in Washington, and they were envisioning at 9 o'clock on the morning of 9/11 a plane crashing into their building.
Come on.
This is 4 miles from where the plane really crashes, at the same time. So that one's certainly curious.
Well, okay, wait. So wait, this was it an active war game? Were they going to fly something into a building?
No. It was kind of like a fire drill, except instead of saying we're evacuating the building because of a fire, we're evacuating the building, and what would our response be if a plane hit our building?
Because, you know, some people think that whatever hit the Pentagon was not a plane. I mean, I don't know where that conspiracy theory goes from there, because they look at the hole and they say there's no way a plane could have made this hole. Well, obviously it could have, but I don't know what the countering
This isn't the Pentagon. This is another building. But, that people are saying, Condoleezza Rice is saying, we could have never imagined planes hitting buildings, planes being used as weapons. And here, on the very day, there's an exercise about the very thing, and there are a lot of them. But that was just one of the things that was going on at the time. There was another one called Northern Vigilance, where a lot of fighters are being sent off towards the North Pole, kind of like the name Northern Vigilance. In case the Russians were just back in the Cold War mentality, they're coming over the North Pole. So they're having an exercise like that. And they're having another one called Northern Guardian, which is the same kind of thing. And what I just found out yesterday, this person sent me, is that according to some pretty obscure military journals, it talks about how a whole bunch of fighter aircraft from Langley Air Force Base, that's one of the two bases that are responding on 9/11, they're all being sent off to Iceland. There's two-thirds of their aircraft are being sent off to Iceland to take part in a war game. And there's another bunch of planes also from Langley that are being taken off and sent to Turkey.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Paul, because we've got to take a break here, I believe. We're talking to Paul Thompson, who is the author of The Terror Timeline, an amazing book, a huge book, 866-303-2270. If you have any questions, 9/11-related, terrorism-related, this is the guy to ask because he's got the information. Right, Riley?
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit about Condoleezza Rice, too.
Okay, cool.
When we come back here on Air America Radio.
The best of morning sedition on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763.
9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hello, Parsons. This is Dave Edna modestly clipping the fabulous reviews for my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna Back with a Vengeance. I won't say the Broadway critics are the wisest, best-dressed, and most physically attractive in the entire world, but they certainly do know how to treat a dame. The darling New York Times raves, genius, tirelessly funny, hasten to the music box and sit in the feet of a star. A tour de force, there's nothing like a Dame Edna, hails USA Today. A miraculous multitude of laughs declares the Star Ledger, and your enchanting little Associated Press exclaims, hilarious! It sends theatergoers out on the happiest of high notes. Little Liz Smith says, Dame Edna has to be seen to be believed. Don't miss it! Listen to Liz Possums, call 212-239-6200, or visit telecharge.com and order your Dame Edna tickets today!
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Randy Rose.
Things are no different in the blue states than they are in the red states once you leave the cities. It's all the same. They're not working. They're drinking too much because they're not working. The men are trying to stay vital and prove themselves as men by building stuff just like they do in the South. They're going to church just like they do in the red states. They're doing the same things just like in the red states, but their mills are closing just like in the red states. Their medical care is disappearing just like in the red states.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Yes, it does feel good to be a gangster.
Sure does.
I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to the Morning's Edition. Our guest is Paul Thompson, the author of The Terror Timeline, year by year, day by day, minute by minute, a comprehensive chronicle of the road to 9/11 and America's response. That's available at morningsedition.com for a discount. Let's take a call here. Who have we got? We have got Ted from Nebraska. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, Mark and Mark.
Hi.
You know, once again, you liberals are spinning everything, and you don't seem to be able to give credit where it's due. The president's just trying to improve this country, and you're so negative and elitist, and you don't really know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. It's happening. My thoughts are starting to change. I'm becoming him. Oh, no.
Other pleasures are not.
And now, live from Radio Halliburton, it's Right and Early, the conservatives' way to wake up with Mark the Shark Maron.
Yes, that's right. Good morning, neocons. It's 1 day after the hour here on Radio Halliburton. Halliburton, come see our new Fallujah brand. That's right. I'm so excited about Bush's new cabinet members. I don't think I can hold it. Oh, no, I'm going to. Oh, yes. Oh, somebody get a liberal in here to clean that up. W is remodeling his cabinet. And he's getting rid of the dead wood and putting some real Americans in there like Condi Rice. That's right. Hey, Condi, let's go clean up the State Department. Oh, what's that smell? Oh, it's colon. Goodbye, traitor. And who's that? Arlen Sphincter? Get it? Get it? Sphincter. Arlen Sphincter. Get it? Now start running, traitors. I'm in the mood to hunt me some moderates. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Woohoo. Look at him run. Why don't you run home to your liberal girlfriend, John Kerry? Ha, 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 ha. You've been sharked, loser. It's 22 after the hour. Hey, let's take a call. You're on the air, caller.
Oh, those damn liberals, feminazis.
Yeah, direct kill. That's right. You got it. Four more years, direct kill, caller. Hey, even though we won the election and control both houses of Congress, we're still abused white people, and we're not going to take it anymore. That's right. It's 24 after the hour. Time for the neocon power weather forecast. It's 85 degrees in Fallujah today, and the forecast calls for... Stick around, neocons. We'll be back with Toby Keith in a minute.
Don't touch that dial, Patriot. We'll be back with Right and Early.
What just happened, Paul? Hey, man, why is everyone looking at me funny?
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, man. We're just talking about terrorism, man. We're taking some calls. What the hell? I mean, why are you guys looking at me funny? Joe in Michigan, what's going on? How are you, Joe? Good morning to you. What's
on your mind? How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Joe.
Well, I was just calling to comment on the September 11th theory with whether or not the people were, excuse me, cop just pulled out here. September 11th theory.
Yes, the theory about the Pentagon.
About a small plane laden with explosives or missiles exploding into the Pentagon instead of the plane that lifted off from one of the airports on that morning.
Right.
I believe that it's a sincere possibility.
Yeah.
Because on the plane that was headed for the Pentagon were a large number of aircraft industry employees from Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed, people that were working on a government project to design a system that would fly aircraft automatically.
Okay, let me ask Paul about that. Thank you for the call, Joe. And we're going to take another call in a second from somebody who actually witnessed what he's talking about. Do you know anything about this, Paul?
Yeah, there are a number of employees apparently killed on three of the four planes who were working on some remote control plane technology, as far as we know. But the question is when you have flights, you know, from like from Washington to Los Angeles, you're going to get a lot of people who are working with military companies, working on defense contracts and the like. So it's one of those things. Is it coincidence or is there something there?
But I mean, but what are they saying? Is that like, you know, they were on the planes with remote controls operating some smaller device to go into? I mean,
well, there's a lot of theories and some of it just, it doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah, but with all these theories, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, if there are that many people involved then those people that were on the planes, you know, weren't really killed in those planes, that their loved ones are playing along with some during some sort of protection. I don't understand. Conspiracy theory guy.
I would say incredible ideas have to have, you know, incredible evidence to back them up. And, you know, there's some curious things, but
Yeah, I like to look at conspiracy theories as mutated hope. that in lieu of an explanation that fits someone's, idea of what an explanation should be, they have to, out of their fear, construct some sort of temporary religion that keeps them from going crazy. Deborah in New York, how are you?
Hi, Deborah.
Good morning.
What's up?
I was an eyewitness. I happened to have been at a seminar for work at the Arlington Sheraton Hotel, which is a couple blocks away from the Pentagon, with an unobstructed view. There were just warehouses between the hotel and the Pentagon. And when I came out from a break, I heard that the World Trade Center was on fire, and I knew that my colleague was upstairs in her room. So I went upstairs. She was on the top floor.
Yeah.
And we were watching the World Trade Center burning when I said to her, if it could happen there, it could happen here. We ran to the window and literally looked up and saw the plane go over our head and watched it go into the Pentagon.
Wow. And it was not a small plane.
It was not a small plane. It was a passenger.
Oh.
Plane.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that. But thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. So there's so much for that particular.
Wow. That must have just been awful.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that people forget. I even think that people forget in terms of like, even in some of the middle of the country that, people who are around the areas like here, I mean, there's no doubt in New York what happened to anyone who lived here. We know what happened. And somebody like Deborah calls up, she knows exactly what happened. But once people start being fed information, the further away you get from the center of the crime, of the tragedy, and you don't really know, and you start to, your perception is based on newspaper and TV images anyways, why not just sit there and speculate?
But, one of the curious things that keeps that idea alive is that there were a lot of videos that were filmed at the time of the plane hitting the Pentagon. I mean, the Pentagon, there are a zillion cameras, security cameras pointed all around it. We know there was a gas station across the street that had a camera pointed right at where the crash was. There was a hotel had a camera pointed right there. The security people came and grabbed all that footage within an hour. And that's never been released. So if you want to get to the bottom of these things, you really have to release all these things. Why aren't they putting that information out there? I want to see all this stuff released, and then we can put to rest some of these questions.
I think that, strategically, it's my belief that, a lot of times stuff is put under government clampdown just so conspiracy theories will fester, and that way, the truth is never known. I think that's what happened with JFK. I mean, that no matter what truth, whatever comes out now, even if it is the God-honest truth, people go, yeah, right. you know what I mean? There's no way to ever prove that with any, with any real clarity, ever.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, we were talking before the break about a little bit about Condoleezza Rice, and I wanted to get a sense, A, of what you think of her ascension to Secretary of State, and B, there is something that's getting ready to happen later today, huh?
Yeah, well, the Jersey girls, the so-called Jersey girls, the prominent victims' relatives are putting out a press release, and they're hopping mad about Condi being picked for Secretary of State, as they should be. I mean, this person has presided over a lot of failures, and in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of the Jersey girls, has committed perjury. She has gone under oath and committed perjury time and time again. I mean, the statement that planes could never have imagined that they would be used to hit buildings is so patently false. Yeah. As this press release from the Jersey girls, which we have a copy sitting here, states, in July 2001, President Bush was at the summit in Genoa, Italy, and he had to stay in an aircraft carrier for fear of an Al-Qaeda plot of crashing into the building he was going to, be going into in Genoa. It was an article in Time magazine talking about this, the BBC, all this was happening. There's just no possible way that people couldn't have known.
Right.
And that, even in 2004, just before she did her testimony before the 9/11 Commission, she repeated that again in the Washington Post.
Yeah. Why the hell did people vote him back in? Some people think that he wasn't voted back in. We're talking to Paul Thompson. He is the author of The Terror Timeline. That's available at morningsedition.com at a slight discount. We're taking your calls. Stay on the phone, Terry. It's 44 past the hour. You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. There are four important elements to achieving your dream lawn: watering, mowing, fertilizing, and insect protection. During peak growing season, water thoroughly in the early morning every couple of days. Cut no more than one-third the height of the grass about every 5 days. Apply a granular fertilizer evenly and invest in a protective pest barrier that will protect your lawn. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advanced Triple Action Lawn Fertilizers. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvanced.com.
Fall is the time when everyone prepares for the long, hard winter. Your lawn is no exception. That's why the scientists at Bayer created Bayer Advanced Triple Action Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer. It works at every level, the grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil to create a thicker, greener lawn in the fall. And it increases root development to fight winter stress and give you a quicker green up in the spring. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas. Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying the bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
49 past the hour. We're going to remotely control land this thing in a minute. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
Morning's edition on Air America Radio. We're talking to Paul Thompson, the author, the compiler of The Terror Timeline, Year by Year, Day by Day, Minute by Minute, a comprehensive chronicle of the road to 9/11 and America's response. We're going to take a call here in a second, but right now we know things are tough in the job. Things are tough in the job market right now, so we've decided to help out. We scanned through the Help Wanted listings and found this very special Thursday morning edition, job listing. The Bush administration is looking for a veteran Republican hack who understands that the feeding of the world must be taken out of the hands of the lazy, inefficient family farmers and put into the hands of a few enormous agribusinesses. Experience in corporate boardroom necessary. Experience behind a tractor irrelevant. Applicant must be unfamiliar with the term mad cow disease and must be willing to fire anyone who brings it up in a meeting. Must be willing to see the danger of pesticides from the chemical manufacturer's point of view every time. Would be willing to consider a Democrat for the position if it would be if it would swing certain blue states, i.e. Minnesota, Pennsylvania. As keeping the electorate obese is a key component to maintaining our base, the ideal applicant would be someone who likes Americans fat and happy, or at least fat and obedient. If you could be Latino or black, that would be fantastic. There you go. How do you like that? These, I guess we're going to have these job listings as long as there are cabinet positions open.
And there may be a few.
Terry on the Lower East Side, what's going on?
Hey,
hi.
Terry.
Hi. I've been living in my apartment on the Lower East Side for 21 years and took the apartment because of the view of the World Trade Center. I'm a sky gazer, just one of those nut jobs. But
yeah,
to tell the truth, I saw three phenomena within the 6 weeks before that have stuck with me and will go to my grave with me.
Okay.
One was a full moon brighter than anything that had ever been down there,
mm-hmm,
that sat on top of the antenna and then swung around in a spiral so that even though the Earth was going in one direction, it actually retrograded.
Whoa, Terry, back up a second.
It retrograded.
The moon moved around?
Moved around the tower.
Okay.
Number one world.
Okay. Trade. And what else did you see?
I saw about 3 weeks before that, three lights, one purple, one pink, one blue, beautiful lights, mm-hmm, most beautiful colors,
yeah,
hovering,
uh-huh,
around it.
Just hovering around the World Trade Center.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then during the day one day,
yeah,
I saw a small airplane flying so close to it,
yeah,
that I can't believe that it wasn't reported to the FAA.
It might have been. I don't know. Well, you know what?
But people who were in that building must have seen something.
You mean the small plane?
The small planes, those three lights, lights, you know, like Otto, during that period of time, he's talking about, oh, guess what? You know, whenever there's going to be some kind of problem,
yeah,
there's lights from the aliens are hovering around. There's spacecraft mentioned.
So, yeah, and I would think certainly if the moon sort of jiggled around and swung around.
Yeah,
the people,
that told me right away. And my upstairs neighbor, yeah, with exactly the same view saw the same thing.
She saw the moon
and
move around.
She's a fundamentalist Christian woman. So it's not as though I'm some crazy New York Jew, you know.
That's right. No, fundamentalist Christians are definitely not crazy.
You see the same thing as I see.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Carrie.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to talk to Paul about... Now, Paul, have you got any reports that the moon moved in a few weeks before?
Sorry. Don't have that in my book.
How about the purple lights and the... Nothing?
No.
How about the small plane? Anything?
Don't have that either.
Wow.
Terry, I wish we could, I'm not, you know, certainly thank you for calling, but we don't have any of that in the timeline. But you want to take one more call?
Sure.
I don't know how we're going to beat that, really.
Yeah.
But I appreciate her calling. I'm not going to, you know.
I know. You're not going to say she's nuts.
I've moved chairs with my mind.
Okay, Kreskin.
Know. But I was high at the time, and I wish I could make it happen. Kathy, listening to WLIB New Jersey. Good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hi.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey.
All right, two quick questions. Paul, have you gone to the website 911truth.org? That's one question. And is it possible, because I've heard this, that you can remotely control a plane all over this country if you so chose?
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. That's
it? All right. Thanks a lot, Kathy.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Thanks.
The 911truth.org, I think that is the website with the Pentagon theory that,
yeah,
it was not. You've been there.
Yeah. They focus on that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then the second question is that, yes, the technology to remote control planes has been around a long time. Not a lot of people know about it, but... You know, just a month before 9/11, there was a test to, I think it was a 727, to take it off and land it completely without any pilots, anybody on board. And the military has been doing that kind of things for quite a long time. So in theory, you know, there's one thing to say, in theory, yes, this is possible, but whether or not it happened on 9/11 is a whole other story.
If you go to Snopes.com, there is a debunking of this, of the other theory about the non-airliner projectile entering the Pentagon. I mean, you know, if you're going to look at the truth of, what is the other one called? Truth what?
Truth 9/11 truth.org.
If you're going to go there, you might as well go to Snopes too and just, you know, entertain the other option, because I know that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of ideas about what happened. And again, the more complicated it gets, the more theories there are, the possibility of the truth ever being believed or noticed is going to lessen as time goes on.
Well, you know, I'm trying to fight that, Mark, to get through all this confusing propaganda and spin and just trying to figure out, you know, what are the facts. And it's hard because, as you point out, there's just so much muddling of the waters that goes on.
Well, I mean, as you see, you know, you get things, you're very varied. You get remote control planes, you get the moving moon. And, you know, once you enter the world of unsubstantiated evidence, you know, in terms of the press or anything else, is that it just opens the door to any number of things to be valid to some people. That the, what's the barometer of truth? I mean, if people don't trust the press, which most people don't, and on some level the media and the press shouldn't be trusted, rightfully so. But there are, as you said, or as you've done in your book, if you go through enough reports and you do trust certain reporters as being credible, then you can put together a reasonable history of something. And but, you know, a lot of people be like, ah, so what? That's not half as interesting as the moon moving around the tower.
See? But now, Paul, what about have you heard the theory that it wasn't the fuel that caused the two towers to collapse? You've heard that before.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it probably wasn't the fuel, because the fuel expended in a matter of a few minutes, sort of a big fireball.
Yeah.
And if it came down because of fire, it had to have been from office furniture and other things within the building burning, because the whole fuel from the plane just comes and goes. It burned off very quickly.
Right.
So, you know, it's some of the stuff. See, the problem is that there's so much stuff that's out there that just hasn't really been solidly explained, because there's been so much secrecy. Everything is national security this, national security that. We can't tell you about this. We can't tell you about that. And so a lot of these things remain, debated on the internet, because people really don't know what the hard facts are. Everything's being held behind closed doors.
Well, hopefully that stuff will come out. Paul Thompson, thank you very much. The book is The Terror Timeline, and you can get that at morningsedition.com for a slight discount. It's always great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks.
Great to talk to you.
And I got
to
say, I can hardly even tell you're wearing a hairpiece.
Wait a minute. How did this happen? Mort Milfington, I'll get you. I don't have a hairpiece, mister. Here's a liberal agenda for today. One, make sure discarded cabinet members are biodegradable. Two, send Arlen Specter a fruit basket with a note that says, we should talk. Three, be the first one on your block to make withering zingers about Margaret Spellings, the new Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings. You'll be the first. Four, if someone asks you about Kerry running for president again, ask, which one, Alexandra or Vanessa? yeah. Five, today's phrase, just dropping into conversation. Got my vacation all planned. 2 weeks at the Clinton Library. Yeah, man. Woo! What do we got tomorrow? What do we got?
Tomorrow we've got journalist
right?
Ron Suskind. Yeah, we're here.
Oh, I like Ron.
All right. Ron's going to be here. He's going to discuss the Bush cabinet shakeup, Powell's resignation, and a whole lot more. And director and playwright Neil LaBute discusses his new book of short stories, Seconds of Pleasure, and his new play, Fat Pig.
Mm.
So that's tomorrow for you here on Air America Radio. Have a great day, Maren. Thanks,
you too,
Paul.
Riley.
Thanks.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. Tonight, NBC starts with an all-new one-hour Will and Grace Thanksgiving.
Why don't I get a bottle of champagne?
That's a nice idea.
What would you guys like?
Followed by an all-new Apprentice, down to six finalists. Then, just two words.
Oh, yeah!
The Seinfeld Story.
Oh, I'm back, baby.
The cast returns in a new Seinfeld special.
Can you believe it? It's happening!
company!
Thanksgiving Thursday, Will and Grace, The Apprentice, and the Seinfeld Special, NBC Tonight.
Cleaning, chopping, slicing, dicing, decorating, wrapping, mixing, roasting, baking, frosting, setting the table, greeting, carving, serving, stuffing, clearing the table. After all that hustle and bustle, slow down with friends and family around the holiday table this year. Serve them warm, nutty Maxwell House hazelnut or bold Maxwell House French roast, both special enough to make wonderful moments with loved ones last. Try Maxwell House hazelnut and Maxwell House French roast with the exclusive fresh seal.